We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.
You're listening to the What the Hell Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
The What the Hell Show is not supported by Money Back Guarantee since you didn't pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we ripped them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd contact is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell Show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. The music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
Hi, I'm a 14-year-old. I'm really horny. Please take advantage of me.
It started the trace.
Who is this, please?
It's my dime. I'll ask the questions. Who are you?
I'll say my name is Mr. Abbott.
I made the second leg.
Mr. Abbott, are you interested in C-Tech astronomy?
I'm interested in all kinds of astronomy.
Cute.
They've got the satellite in Tokyo.
These guys are good. I need to know if you're someone who can make a deal.
Go on.
Can you deal?
Yes.
They're across Transcom. You've got about 20 seconds, Pete.
If I come in with what I know, can you guarantee my safety?
Do you have the item?
No.
15 seconds.
Can you guarantee my safety?
Where is the item?
Can you guarantee my safety?
5 seconds.
Yes, I can guarantee your safety.
Fish, he's lying. Hang up, they've almost got us. He's lying. Hang up, Fish.
He's lying.
Hang up.
Wait a motherfucking plug, and I'm about to disconnect his ass.
Turn off that motherfucking radio.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Sumerian Sean Kennedy.
The fucking man.
And anybody else we can pack into the studio. Join us in the IRC and the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. If you hate us, ICQ me at 51558 or email at info@rantradio.com. Now open your mind and get ready for 3 hours of regularly scheduled deprogramming.
Bubbles.
I don't know. I don't think
out of control.
Loud enough. Wait a second. I'm channeling Private Drexel.
He's on route.
Let me tell you, they're not kidding when they talk about cramming us in. It's like cordwood, baby.
Oh yeah, I think we're at almost full capacity. I think we can squeeze a couple more in, but
yes,
we're doing
pretty
good. I don't
know. I think we throw in 40 gallons of olive oil, we'd be sardines.
Well, no, there's a visual.
It's August 20th, 2000, week number 86.
86?
86 shows, 86. Can you believe it?
Whatever happened to show 69?
69. It passed. We did mention it. It did pass.
Yes, it was 69.
I was there.
You were there?
Yes, I was.
You have a life. You're a life. I am Cult. I am Rant Radio. Holy cow. We have a couple of extra special guests in the night before we go around the room.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. This is amazing.
And who are they?
These people actually think we're cool and come here.
Yes.
Long distances. People have been coming to the Rant Radio studio.
So, I guess we'll start.
Last week we had, who was it? It was Gargoyle Doc?
Yep, Gargoyle Doc all the way from Illinois.
We should probably go around the room. We'll go around the room.
Normally.
Normally, as per what we just
said. Okay, then we'll talk after.
Teaser.
Keep
okay,
here.
So you're going to man the camera?
Yeah.
Okay. First we have Sumerian.
Sorry.
First Sumerian. We do. No, we go the other way. Other way.
Well, tell them about the webcam.
Oh, yes. The webcam's up. The webcam works. So now, first of all, before we go all crazy, whoever is going to be manning the webcam, make sure that you circulate the JPEGs that are cool. So don't go, oh, I'm not going to save anything. So if you're not going to live up to the responsibility, there's only four people can do it, then fuck you, get off the webcam. Okay, but circulate the webcam pics as they are required. First we have Nomad Unnerved in Jittercam. So we have...
He's very nervous about something. We don't know what it is, but he is unnerved.
I'm Nomad Unnerved. He was a cat who got killed while taking a dump in his previous life.
Next
we have Aaron, all the way from Vancouver.
We'll explain Aaron in a few moments.
Aaron was the guy we caught hitchhiking on the side of the road, and I pulled up in the large convertible and said, get in. What are you doing? I'm just admiring the shape of your skull. Okay, next we have Hunga Enki, a pharaoh, the king coder for the entire cult page.
As if I need anybody to swell my head further, right?
No, it's true. So anyone who's interested, you may notice in the project panes that Hunganenki has the title Pharaoh. Pharaoh is the title of the person who is in charge of all coding regarding cult. Next we have...
He is our MC, our master of code.
No, he is the Pharaoh. He is the morning and evening star.
Pay attention.
Yes. And then we have Prophet Quoth.
The ever sexy Quoth.
The ever sexy Prophet Quoth. And then we have Ronan Medic.
How do?
Okay, and then we have 200% sexy without fucking up all our levels. Projectile Vomit Man.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I've been trying to teach him how to properly vomit, and he just won't take to it. It's really terrible.
I don't understand.
Then we have
your Uncle Jack. Hi.
Lean back. You. The cute little one. Lean down. Okay. We have Uncle Dak.
Hi.
Then we have...
A very special guest.
A very special guest from Mississauga, Ontario. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mississauga. Yay. Sorry. Is Star Baby.
Hi there.
Hi there. That's it? Hi there?
Yeah, hi there.
Okay. That's fine.
It's Ontario.
And then we have...
Bradford.
Take two. And then we have... Gargoyle... Mr. Echo.
Echo. Hey, what's up, people?
Mr. Echo, yes.
All the way down from Alaska. And then
Siri Ross.
All the way from two blocks away with my brand new dyed white hair is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. So
I come in peace.
That's how that shit works.
God.
I come in peace.
So anyway.
So by this time next week, will you have started an organization called Justice Incorporated?
And, of course, we have the station manager, Sumerian, but who cares? He's not that important.
chaos. Okay,
you're fired. We have to be fired.
You're fired.
You can scroll that little bar there.
I have to move the frickin' window, but I can't do that.
All right, well, do it the old-fashioned way. Echo is fired.
Decker Pele, Decker Test Rider.
I can't see everyone's name, damn it.
We got someone at the door.
Hey, you're at the door. Who's this?
This is Marjorie from the Jehovah's Witnesses. I was wondering if we could come in and have a good time.
We would love to talk to you. Come on in.
Okay.
We would have so much fun.
Probably condense a little bit more this way.
Okay.
And,
okay.
And you're going to probably have to...
Yeah, we're getting nice and close in here, so...
Cozy.
It's going to be nice and fun.
Okay.
Okay,
it's Decker Pele, Decker Test Rider.
Thank you.
Decker Wake Boy, Flesh Tripper Paradox, and Rooster. Gargoyles, Nightshade, Breaker 1, Ellis, Josh K, KGHI, Simplex, and Zebulon, and Raskolnikov. Raskolnikov? I can never get that right. Nomads, Monochrome 00, Skitty, Unnerved.
How can that be? He's right behind me.
He's in two places at once.
You left your computer locked on, you bag of shit.
Prophet,
danger.
Fork, No Deal, Rancid Girl, Scribe, Smokehouse, Silent Zero, Spider, and Templar Knight, who's a Ronin. And Trickster, UXB, and Nomad Raz, who just came in. So, there we go.
Alrighty then.
So, let's introduce these people who come from long distances.
We already did.
I know, a little bit more, though.
All right.
Okay.
All
right, so where are you from, Mr. Echo?
Anchorage, Alaska. Well, that's where I'm stationed anyways.
Yeah.
I'm from California.
Mm-hmm.
Southern Cal. Lake
Elsinore. Oh, you're in the armed forces.
Yes, I'm in the Air Force.
Oh, my Jesus.
And no.
Sympathy.
And no, I do not like it.
Hey, Marge.
As my description says.
Fighter data. So here, we got to get them on camera.
It is.
Brian, I'm going to kick your
no
ass.
No oof. No foof? There we go.
Oof and Goddess Blade.
Goddess Blade.
Goddess Blade.
And Oof will come by the camera. Oh, there we go. There's a
Oof!
Nice shot of Oof.
Oof, you get to sit on the couch. Oof stands. There's a spot. You get to sit next to Starbaby.
IBM Linux.
Pardon me?
What the hell is that?
Oh, sorry. For the people who've just tuned in, like Hoof and Goddess Glade, we have Gargoyle Mr. Echo from Alaska. We have Starbaby from Mississauga, Ontario. We have Dak, you know, everybody else. And this is,
and this
Aaron,
is Aaron
from
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
The guy who drove Starbaby here to the show.
He's awful.
The guy who's never listened to our show before.
Yes, but that's okay, though. He's running security for Starbaby and realizing he's horribly, horribly outgunned. Suddenly I feel very nervous here.
But I promise that Starbaby would be safe if she came here.
She would be safe?
Yes.
Can you fucking believe it? I don't know, I promise.
You don't
I'm on the internet, I wouldn't lie.
Never.
I broadcast techno-industrial stuff like Lords of Acid.
I make up all those other
you
voices.
Can
absolutely.
Darling, come here. Yeah, okay, so... I wouldn't have come.
Would you like
to if I was 16 as cute as you are and like have to... No, forget it. I'd be like, fuck you.
Would you like a piece
have
of candy?
Have you seen me?
Girl?
Forget it. I know what you're thinking. You're a freak of nature.
Would you like some ice
this
cream?
This not change the fact that this has got to be about the safest place to be in the Western Hemisphere. Right?
I would say so.
Oh, for a 16-year-old girl, absolutely. We're like, we're making all these gags, but, you know, everyone would be like, touch. Oh, look.
No.
No.
Touch of death.
Wow. I've never seen a person actually explode. Be like red mist and bone chips. Oh!
And she's sitting next to me. How fun.
And he's like, my new computer! Gargoyle Mr. Echo just got himself a new laptop. So he's like, no, do not spill, do not spit. Do not look. Put the lotion on his skin or it gets the pepper again. And it's just
yes, it is
bad.
My child.
It is my child. Touch it. Touch
it's better than a puppy.
That is
does
true.
It eat its own feces? Right on! Find your computer, it's all clap, 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 clap. What's it doing? It's eating its shit! My computer took a shit! Actually, my computer takes shits all the time.
That was fun with Free Association starring Sean Kennedy!
Oh my god, what happens when you leave bleach in your hair for too long?
Yeah.
You sit there and you begin to enjoy friends.
Into your brain.
Well, have you ever dated a hairdresser that wasn't fucked up? Tell me the truth, they're all fucked up! Every last one, hi! How's it going? they're going to be just going on and on and on.
Actually, I think my girlfriend was a hairdresser for a while.
Ah.
Well, that's it. We've got it.
That explains it all.
9 out of 10 geeks agree that hairdressers are crazy fucking people.
My mother's a hairdresser.
Ah, there we go. There's proof. Right
well,
there.
We'll just move right along. Because the mama joke is something we just do not go into here on Rant Radio.
Yes.
Unless it's
Jan's mom, in which case it's
bag on moms.
Bag on moms. Bang on Conan Medic's mom.
Who hasn't?
How fun.
Yes, who hasn't? She's uber bitch. Hopefully she
does your mom still think the UFOs are coming down to get us all?
Oh, no, they're not coming to get us. They're coming to save us all.
Oh, that's good. Right. That's
yes,
good.
This is a good segue, actually. Ronan Medic's mom is under the impression that there's a group called the Palladians.
Yes, and we mean the star system, not the role-playing game or
Rift's
the element.
Universe. Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And actually...
The Palladians are these peaceful, loving people.
Oh, yeah, we're friendly.
Oh,
we're
absolutely.
Friendly.
Let's drink some
Kool-Aid. We love strawberry ice cream. Please.
No, they actually, these are the real aliens. These are nice aliens. I'd be like, I'm friendly, too. I'm friendly.
Come on, that's
come
it.
On down. I'm friendly. Friendly.
That's it.
Friendly.
Close.
Templar, no. Fuck you, Elliot. You and your glowing finger can fuck off. I got me a Star Cruiser. Now, we've only got 10 survivors. They're going to go down to 9 unless you simeld with my brain and teach me how to fly this bitch. Otherwise, nobody goes shit. Home.
Pang 8. Pang 7.
We can do this the hard way. We'll just reverse engineer. I guarantee this thing works on Linux. Okay.
Higher at the door. Who's this?
Powder balance.
Sorry, Spider.
Ronan Powder Balance.
Who's that? Oh, okay.
Alrighty,
all these names.
These crazy fucking people. Oh, my God, the studio's getting really full. You will be having someone else beside you on that couch.
So make some room. I don't know. Sit on the...
It's going to get real cozy in here.
Nice and squishy. I'm very comfortable now.
It looks like it, yeah.
The more crowded this couch is, the less access we have to the...
No. All right, well, fuck it.
Take out some pillows there. Is the door unlocked?
Was the
door unlocked, March?
Okay.
Glade.
Sure. Whatever.
Got us, Glade.
We're all fine here. What were we talking about? We were doing free form.
Talking about what?
Aliens.
We weren't talking about anything.
We were talking about the aliens.
What?
Fucking aliens. Mike's mom and all that shit.
Okay. Yeah, is that going somewhere?
Any connection to the Rowls?
Aurelians.
The Aurelians are the guys who think that, like, you have to go and have free-form sex association. You know, like, we're not really married. You know, my wife just chooses to be with me, and she could choose to be with someone else tomorrow night, but then she can choose to be with me again. And I'd be, like, choosing to kill half my fucking cult, thank you very much.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Elohim, where it's a Jewish star inside of a swastika.
Yeah.
That
works for me.
Yeah, they got rid of that symbol, though, because they were having that with sizable resistance.
It was very funny. Their books has a little pasted over thing.
Yeah, a little sticker.
You just peel it off and there's a swastika underneath.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
I'm like, wow, I like giant race car cults teaching that Jesus was a robot with giant swastikas on them. Wow.
You got it all there.
At that time, I realized if I started a cult, it would grow because this asshole got people. And I guarantee I could cook up a better story than that.
For all the great prophets were robots, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Like,
and thus cult was born.
Plus, he got 5 people to go to the Langley Library.
Between the Elohim and the Fight Club movie, I swear to God, it all happened. How's it going, baby?
Nila. It's Brother Nila.
Oh, that's very, very cool. We got to see that.
There comes some webcam action on this.
Get it while you
can. Grim Ronin Counterbalance. That's awesome.
Okay. No, that's not good enough. Stand over there. Yeah. No, don't stand near the... Okay,
there
that's good.
There we go. Dun, dun,
dun.
Isn't that sexy?
Very sexy.
Yeah.
It's porn.
Excellent.
Very,
good
very
enough.
Cool.
Okay, let's get your face in there. Oh, no, not good enough.
No, not good enough.
There you go.
Yes.
He will bask in the fame of those around him.
That is
feed off the fame.
You are correct, sir. So,
look at all these people. Jeez.
All right, so
we got some rants.
Hey, can we knock out this wall?
No.
Just asking.
Which wall?
No wall.
That one.
One big room. No, awesome. I don't think
you've
so.
You've always wanted a loft apartment. Come on.
Yeah, just knock down all the walls.
No more walls.
I don't think the Strata will like that very much.
Oh, fuck the Strata.
Think outside the box. Tear down the wall.
Mr. O'Brien, we're very concerned with the actions that have been going on in your apartment.
Really?
Really.
Really.
Do you like your job on the council?
I can talk to them. I can talk to them if you want.
Well, actually, no. We can send you as a backup. First of all, what I'll do is I'll strip down to like skivvies and rub baby oil all over my chest.
And then
I'll
the meetings.
And then I'll like I'll answer the door. Hello. What?
Wrong apartment. Sorry.
What do you want? Are you here for the treatment? It's $55 for the first 10 minutes. After that, you will pay more. Shut up! Shut up! Oh, I like your friends, though. No. Oh, that's all four of you. Okay, that's a group rate. We can do this. Put on the diapers, stand over there, and put on the peep-toed welly boots.
The hair makes that.
Whoa. I know, it's bad. Perfect. I've been walking around. Okay, big news. I've dyed my hair white. Bone white.
Oh, yeah, okay, there
Start
we go.
Streamingly white.
Yeah, and all the people on the webcam see that. Pass it around the IRC.
Yeah, yeah.
For people who can't see it, because it'll be up on the page.
I mean, I saw that for the first time. The point was Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, it's Rocco, go fuck yourself. That's about it. But no, seriously, so I dyed my hair white. I did it on a spur of the moment on a Saturday before Ronan Sariot got back, which
one of those
is.
Colored dice, and you went, white. Okay.
And I went, no, I've always wanted white hair. I always thought it'd be really cool to do. And it turned out okay. It looks all right, I think.
Yep.
Only thing is, though, I'm going to be going to consulting firms downtown. And walking into, like, places like CN Rail.
They don't know.
Hey, man, I'm here to fix your fucking internet connection. If you don't let me, I'm going to kill everyone in the office.
Computer's over there.
Like, I got this chrome shotgun in my networking bag. What's that for? That's for data packet loss. Sometimes you run into a broadcast storm and shit goes really bad. You know? And that's what the shotgun's for.
You just keep shooting computers till it goes away.
I don't worry about it too much, man. You're the archetype of their idea for a hacker.
Yeah, exactly. They go, wow, he's good. Look at him. What? Look at that hair.
He must be good. He has white hair.
Yeah. Yeah, sunglasses. This kid's great.
This kid's great. Oh, you should see this fucking guy. Actually, you know what? That's so sick. It's probably true.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get Kennedy in here. Have you seen that guy? Yeah, he's fucking
he takes
hard.
Care of
you.
The only way you could do any better is if you had a motorbike and a leather jacket.
I want a motorbike so fucking bad it hurts, but I can't have one.
No,
that'd be a scary thing.
Dying is counterproductive.
What's that? Yeah, dying is counterproductive. What would Colt do?
I don't know how to tell you this, but if you get like leather and a motorbike, I'll have to call you Billy Idol.
I know. that's what that was made when they bleached my hair. They said, "Oh my God, Billy Idol was it's Billy Idol's hair," and I looked at her and said, "Billy Idol was never this slick." Because I want home, flash, you know. Give me a break. It's all good. Me and my snare lip. So it's like, you know it's good. You know it's porn. Also, a lot of people are wondering. Major big
news.
What are they wondering? Why were the cops looking for Sean on Saturday?
Yes, I heard about this. This is great. Sean. Yeah. Well, what are the reasons that they could be
looking
for Sean?
Why don't we set
the
story up for exactly how this all started?
Okay, what happened was, on Saturday, now this was interesting. Saturday, this was my day. I got up, talked to my wife. Decided I was going to get my hair dyed, went downstairs, said hello to a neighbor as I walked by, went out to my car, drove down to the mall, got my fucking hair done, cost me $60, wasn't bad. And then I came back, went to a wedding, came back home, turned my cell phone back on, because you're at a wedding, you don't fucking have your cell phone on. And I got like six messages. One from Bob from Brew. Sean, the cops are here. The cops are looking for you. I don't know what they want. They say it's a misunderstanding. Then I got another call from Sumerian. Sean, yeah, the cops are looking for you.
I didn't say cops.
I said
nothing about cops on your answering machine.
Oh,
I said, Sean, you must give me a call. Right now.
Right now, it's very important, or call Shane.
Yes.
Was what he said.
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru. And so I'm like, oh, okay, then. And then I have a message from, this is Constable fucking Dollywall or whatever the hell his name was, from Langley RCMP. Would you please give us a call? We just have a misunderstanding which we have to straighten out. Which translates into instant Gestapo speak. In my mind, it's like,
misunderstanding.
Yes, sir. I'll have to pack it back and come down to the station and you will be down
just
there.
Just for a little bit.
Well, here is your star.
Here is your star, your town, and
special.
Your soul. You know, please go into the other room. How old are your mother? Right? Which is where my fucking brain was going. I'm like, oh my God. They hit the cold website. Cesus is coming for my ass. That's it. Ass Cesus.
Cold's getting too big.
C-S hole I-S right there. That's going to be on my ass.
Oh, shit. The cops are already after me and the Republicans haven't been elected yet anyway.
I'm like, oh my God. Maybe Al Gore would be an okay choice. You know, and I'm like, oh, that's another fucking tirade. Don't let me go in there. Oh, I can choose between George Bush or Gore, Tipper Gore's husband. Oh, God!
Bush or Gore.
That's just like, you can either die by being beaten by the large camel, or we will tie you to a chair and let the baboon have its way with you. It's your choice. It is your choice.
Either way, you're screwed.
And for another $20, we will pull out pieces of furniture out of your ass.
Fuck, how does that work? Anyway, so...
Just be glad they can only elect one of them at a time.
Yeah, thank God.
So the power of two.
So in any case, I'm like, I don't really get it. I don't really get it. So I get home, I'm like, what the fuck? So I phone this cop. He's like, hi, what's going on? He says, oh, I'll swing by the apartment. And I'm like, okay then. Are you going to be there for the rest of the night? Yeah. Yeah, I'll be here.
Hide the stuff, quick.
For the rest of the night, I will be here.
Why didn't you call me?
And no, it's okay because I had ulterior means. At that moment, I jumped on the MIRC. I went on the MIRC and I said, "Hi there, this is Sean. The cops are looking for me. Cops are coming to my place now." Everyone in the MIRC went, "Holy fuck, really?" And the ICQ list got prepared. It was like everyone was one keystroke away from total anarchy. So it's like, oh my God, this spread like wildfire. And Samarin's like, if I don't get both an ICQ confirmation and a cell phone call from you in 25 fucking minutes, I'm coming over there.
It was five.
And or in five minutes, I'm coming over and I'm making calls as I go. So at that point, Dak would receive the call out, you'd receive the call out, and it would just be like, well, one cop named Custer mean anything to you. It'd be really bad. So I get there, and I'm like, hi. He comes in, nice guy, really nice guy. And he calls me up, and he says, Mr. Kennedy, come in. You want a cup of tea, coffee, some Kool-Aid? No, I'm fine. And are you Mr. Kennedy? I said, yeah. I'd heard you had dark hair. Yeah, I bleached my hair white today.
Coincidence?
Ah, I see. Yeah. It looks good. Thank you. Thank you. And he said, I was thinking about doing the same thing myself, actually. He actually said that, and I said, no.
Really?
He said, I'm just kidding. Well, he was East Indian. That was a really funny part. Which I thought was really good. I'm like, do it.
Do it. That'll be wicked.
And that'll rock. Right? So if I was a cop, fuck, I'd be the best cop to ever show up. So cop, fucking East Indian cop with stark white hair and a shotgun. What the fuck is going on? Very sorry. Stereo is off. Party's over. Everyone's going the fuck home. Everyone, home. Do not leave through the jump out through the fucking window. Third floor. I don't care. Smack under the hood of a car. Get out of my fucking apartment. There's a giant cop with albino hair and a shotgun. Get the fuck out of my apartment. I'm going to fucking hide. So I'm like, very sorry. I'm going to my fridge now. I won't come out. Slam. So I was just like, you know, it's all wrong. So the cop comes in and he's all, you know, what? Did you say hello to a neighbor today? And I said, yeah, I did actually. Just before I went to the mall. What did you say exactly? And I said, well, I walked by and there was a girl and she's on the second floor. I hadn't seen her before. And I said, hey, how's it going? I'm Sean. I live up in the corner apartment there with my wife, Adrian. Maybe I'll see you around. He goes, oh, I see. That's what she said. Yeah, that's what she said you said. Okay.
I told her to say that.
And I'm like, how is this
involving the police?
How is this a police matter? He goes, well, I guess the parents may have thought that you were making a sexual advance at her. And I'm like, I live up in the corner apartment with my wife translates into I want to anally rape you with a plow. How does that work?
The fuck
what kind
people?
Of a sitcom online with that? Hi, I'm Sean. I live with my wife up in the corner apartment. Maybe I'll see you around. And then I licked my own scrotum. Excuse me while I wrap my tongue around my ass. Oh, did I not mention I split my fingers and licked between them when I spoke to her? Well, what the fuck? Hi, I'm Sean. I live up in the apartment. I'll see you around. Oh my God, what did he say to you? Oh, he spoke to you. Welcome to Morocco. How the fuck does that happen?
Show me where he touched you on the doll.
Show me in the dictionary the bad words the man said. From 45 feet away. If you want me to hit on your daughter, I can do that shit. I can. You feed me some liquor, I'm fucking good to go. Believe you me. And, like, if I'm going to go to jail for fucking being offensive to some woman, I mean, Christ, let me have a crack at it first. Not I live in the fucking top corner apartment with my wife. Maybe I'll see you the fuck around. Jesus Christ, Batman. I mean, what kind of a statement of society is that? What did he say? Oh. I live in the top with my wife.
That,
she's up there now. Maybe I'll see you around.
No.
There we go. Pumping my gas tank. What? I mean, that was it. I jumped in the car and I was gone. And I had this fat, offensively looking dad of a fucking guy who I saw well up behind her, like a so much Jabba the Hutt. You know, rippling fat layers as we go all the way. I'm like, holy shit, pal.
What, there's this little wife in the background?
I'm like, wow, you know, I got this Ray Yard Fogger here. You know, Falouche. You know, seriously, I was just like, holy Fight Club first opening few scenes.
Yeah.
I was just like really, really going crazy with that. But that really makes a statement. Anyway, just before the show starts, as he goes, yeah, that's what I figured it was. Back to the cop story.
Okay.
The cop in the apartment goes, yeah, that's what I thought. You know, you were just being neighborly, right? I'm like, no, actually, I have lots of films of young girls doing gymnastics from the internet. Yeah, of course! I meant to doing fucking nicely. What the hell did you think I meant? And Adrian's standing there all the time, the dark one.
Oh, my God, you
going,
did this, Sean.
Did you hit a good 12-year-old again?
Not again! Not again!
Not again! No, seriously, she's like looking at me and looking at the cop, like the cop's got a fucking toaster that's on fire on his head that's, you know, emitting thought bubbles in 7 different Arabic curse words. And it's just like, what in the Mickey Mouse fuck is this shit? You know? And even Adrian was just like, huh? And yeah, it was crazy. And he's like, I'm really sorry. The cop felt like a tool sitting there going, you didn't mean to, you know, you weren't going to ass-fuck this little girl, were you? No, I didn't think so, no.
Or we're going to have to make you take a lie detector.
No ass-fucking. Anything else you may have implied by that? No. No, no crotch-licking, nothing like that. No,
are
no
you sure?
Crotch.
Think about it for a minute.
You sure? Sure about that? No, no crotch. Absolutely no crotch-licking. Okay, thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Sorry to wreck your evening like this. We'll be in touch. Thump, slam! And I'm like, actually, no, the funny thing was, she goes, so what do you do? I know she's got quite the computer here. And I says, oh, I kind of run a website with a buddy of mine. Oh, what website? Danger, danger, danger. Danger. It's a technical website. We can't.
Not interesting.
You know, if you do a search for Lolita, you'll find it. I mean, No. I mean, it's.
I was not in.
I was not in Nuremberg. I was window cleaner.
I love my adopted country.
I love my adopted country. As I'm like,
I was head of Gestapo for five years.
I was not head of Gestapo. I make joke. So, and it's like all kinds of fucking bad. He's like, so what website is it? I'm like, oh, it's a technical website for networking.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Subnet masks and other masks. We sell masks mostly. Zorro, Subnet, all these ones. Yeah,
we're sending an attachment down to investigate.
Negative. We're all fine here now. How are you? So I'm like, fuck that. So he says, oh, well, so you know about computers. He asked me a few questions about courses he should take.
You know that hacker in Canada guy? Do you know him?
Yeah, do you know him? Yeah, he's locked in my basement. I live in an apartment. I don't have a basement. Get out of here. So he's like, okay, and he leaves. Now, I'm like, I'm really stressed at this point because it's like, oh, my God.
I was accused of child molestation.
No, the cops were coming, and I didn't know why.
That's even worse.
And you're like, oh, my God, what have I done? And you're racking through your brain of all the shit. How well did you cover your tracks, right? And you're like,
Can I ask a question? Did you remember to call Sim and call off the world alert at this point?
Yes, I did, actually.
I was on alert.
If I had a microphone, I would have broadcast the entire conversation.
Yeah.
Which would have been killer.
All of a sudden, your network connection goes down, and we experience a network version of Dr. Strange.
If Sean went offline, I'd be there.
Yeah, I'd be like, ooh, everything's wrong. I'd be like,
if his ICQ turned from green to red,
it's like,
I'd be in my car.
I'd be like, I have a script prepared that will automatically send out the alert. The sign has come. Alert. Start burning things. Destroy all computers.
10-second UPS backup, so he just doesn't quite notice.
Of course, in our version, Uncle Dak would play the Slim Pickens part, you know.
Yeehaw! Going down. Actually, a picture was sent in to Sean with him going down on the nuclear missile with a cowboy hat. Some shit going down in the IRC. What?
I'm working on it.
There it is.
I'm loading.
There it is. There's the picture.
There it is.
1 second, two.
Damn,
it's there.
These guys are good.
Oh, they're really good.
Has anybody got a picture circulating out of my brand new hairstyle? I'm just wondering if anyone's got that circulating.
I haven't seen any links yet.
I'm sure it'll be up very quickly.
Incidentally,
it all depends on who's on the webcam.
Is Street Preacher in the house tonight?
Not that I see.
Oh, that's okay. Because I
you
have
can talk dirt on him?
No, I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to talk.
Whoa,
to
hey, I think speaker. I just closed. God, fucking piece of shit computer.
It would seem that I have something to show my friend Ronan Medic.
What do we have here? What was that? I forget.
Okay, you remember a while back I said something about a Robotech, Veritech, and Cult? Well, it seems that Ronan Street Preacher, if you look very closely at the cockpit, you will in fact see the Ronan symbol on the side of the Veritech as it lands. And I
very
have
small.
That in the... Okay, I'm impressed.
This is only for Ronan Medic. This will mean nothing to any other human being on the face
Did
of the
Did we
earth.
Talk about Ronan Sariet? And his
no, we have not. That
yes.
is Ronan, other
Ronan, about the whole thing.
Ronan Sariet, aka
let's do the story.
Chicken.
The story.
Still, there's still a story here. So just to terminate, the cops called me up.
There we go. Sean here. It's up.
Sean here is in the IRC.
Gargoyle
so
Simplex.
Let me know what you guys think. We need a password back here. Okay. So the cop calls me and he says, hi, the girl's mom called me from downstairs, and she's really upset that you were, you know, she wants to make sure that you're not angry and that you won't retaliate.
Now he's getting
and
it from
like,
both ends. I was like,
I'm like, cop, okay, do you know who I am? And he's like, well, not well, you know, I'm sitting there going, lady, believe you me, if I wanted to retaliate, you know, wow, would I ever be in a position?
You wouldn't be talking right now.
I would really be in a position to retaliate.
The forensics team would already be combing the smoking remains.
It'd be like, wow, you'd have a whole lot of vinegar hair. Can we go to that? I just want to see what the picture is.
Oh, we got a better one. The other one wasn't very good. I didn't like it, but
okay.
It was like you bent what? Over hard to see it. They had plenty of it. That's a little better.
Okay, well, I'm gonna stand
make you look like kid or play.
And just, you know,
whichever one had the high air.
So whoever's got this image now, use this image of the fucking head.
Draw like a like.
Anyway, so the cop's like, I've got to drop down by the apartment and have her go, I'm really sorry, I thought you were hitting on my daughter. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, lady, you know.
I think it's your microphone that's buzzing. Move it away. Way, way, way. Away from the computer.
Why?
Just to hear, like far away. Yeah, it's your microphone.
Woo, I'm buzzing.
Okay, so try and keep it away from the computer. It's like buzz.
Okay, so
I'm
yeah,
buzzing.
It interferes with the broadcasting, and that is evil, evil, evil. So that's about it. So we have the new story about Ronan Sariet.
Yes, he was away.
Ronan Sariet was away for a long time. He just got back from his
what? Point. I'm pointing out the freaking IRC.
Okay, what about the IRC? You can say it on the air unless it's private or what.
Well, there's a new pic.
Oh, look at it.
Oh,
yes, Sean Best.
Look at it. I'm pointing my fucking finger at it.
No, you can say things.
Well, you can't hear shit
anyway. Anyways, Ronan Sariet has a...
There we go. There's a good pic. Well, best one.
Just a little light show.
Anyway, Ronan Sariet just got back from his electronic warfare training course. Did very, very well. He's put on some weight. He actually looks pretty good. And, you know, he's doing his thing. And he's the first cult member to ever get a cult tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he has a 4-inch-wide Ronin symbol over top of his heart on his chest.
Yep.
Crazy. Crazy.
I'm going to be next.
And it's all in
profit.
It's all in black.
You should have seen the look that Inky gave her of complete interest.
Oh, and where's that gonna be?
moving right along. Okay. Yeah. So Ronan Sariet has the first cult tattoo.
Yep.
Which the standing thing goes: anybody who gets cult tattoos gets free stuff.
Free stuff.
Free stuff for yep. people with cult tattoos.
Did you at least have crazy. The presence of mind to fuck with his head by telling him that, oh, sorry, we stopped all this cult stuff months ago.
Oh, that would be too good. No.
Gloom Bunny said I was going to be the first. Well,
you were going to be the first.
Took too long.
There were.
Sean was going to be the first.
Sean, I've told you this before. You're just not cool enough.
I'm just not cool enough.
Cruel enough.
Usually yes. one in the same.
That's usually, yeah, cruel and cool are the
spend,
same.
Spend some more time pulling the wings off flies.
Mm-hmm.
No. But in any case.
I could pull the legs off of small children who pull the wings off flies.
Is that a hippie?
We've recently muzzled Uncle Dax, so we can no longer say such
bad,
joyous. You will not hear him say such joyous phrases as monkey speak or anything else like that. That's not being said anymore. Or we will kill him. So,
or give it the college try.
However, he will be able to do such generous phrases as, instead of saying kill them, kill them all, he'll be able to use such expressions as,
as, I wouldn't mind if he was pushed over in front of a rolling truck, you know, or something like that.
Yes, exactly. So things
are just not the same, man.
No, it isn't. You've been working on it all week. Say the right one.
Right. Now.
I wouldn't mind if he was locked in a mall with a pack of flesh-eating zombies.
That's another good one.
That's better.
There's a lot of different, more generous things we can say. We can also say that we hope that Cthulhu, the great dark god from the sea, can crawl forth and claim him as one of his own. This is also possible. We will never make another statement regarding Sheriff John Brunell.
We like him now.
We like Sheriff John Brunell. We want Sheriff John Brunell here on Rant Radio. Rant Radio, terrorizing airwaves.
As a matter of fact, we really love Sheriff John Brunell.
We do.
We love him so much. We love him same way the dead milkmen do.
No. That's all we need to say about that.
Absolutely.
Check out their list, their catalog, and see if you can find a song that tells you about what to do when you love someone.
Just as suggestions.
Only suggestions.
Moving right along before we all go to jail.
We have a couple listener rants that were sent in this week.
No way.
Yes, two. Like today, 5 minutes before the show, both of them.
Excellent, Smithers.
One from Zebulon and one from Smokehouse.
Smokehouse?
We're going to play Smokehouse. Houses first.
Smokehouse,
absolutely.
Cool.
And we could follow it up with probably one of mine. We could play all three of them.
Space them out, man.
Play
them all at once. Play everything all at once and talk for the next 2 hours. No.
Is that what we're doing anyway?
No.
No.
Okay, this is...
Sim has spoken.
It's apparently called
the good shit for the end of the show. Just like Inside Edition and all those other shitty fucking...
They'll advertise it over and over every
break.
They're
like, stay tuned, otherwise you won't hear gross hospital stories.
Or Sean's rant. He has a new rant.
Naked cheerleaders at the end. We promise.
We promise. Oh, next week.
It's just like that Geraldo. Did anybody ever see that Geraldo, Secret of the Underground Vault?
No, I never saw that.
Secret of Al Capone's Vault.
And I'd never heard of Geraldo Rivera before, so I watched. There was no vault. They just dug through dirt for 10 and a half fucking hours.
We should really give a thank you to these guys who dug through the dirt
at the end of the show. I'm like,
good digging, guys.
And what treasure did they find at the end of this
journey?
They
found an empty fucking whiskey bottle from the 1920s.
All right. There's a treasure.
Yeah, that was worth the effort.
Yes, but if you also remember, at the end of the show, if you were stuck watching it, Geraldo Rivera said, straight into the national television, well, I promised my producer if I didn't find anything, I would do a dance. And lo and behold, he did.
There he goes. Man of his word.
There you go.
Time for a rant.
Time for a rant!
This is Smokehouse, and it's called Divorce Sucks on Rant Radio.
So anyway, I've got this buddy, he's getting a divorce. Actually, I have a lot of friends who are getting a divorce, but that's beside the point. Him and his wife, I guess they aren't getting along. They aren't at each other's throats, but they're not really, you know, coexisting well with each other. So one day they sit down and she says, I think we should get a divorce, but since we're not really trying to, you know, kill each other, I really don't think that we need a lawyer. And he's like, okay, I suppose we could do it that way. Should work out fine. So they agree on that. He goes to work the next day or so, and he comes home, and stuff is missing. Like his TV, like the dining room table, and his barbecue grill. Come to find out, she came in while he was at work, and she took the stuff. So he calls the lawyer, and the lawyer says, I don't know how, but the lawyer says this is illegal and he really can't do anything about it. Call me chauvinistic, but a woman coming in and stealing her husband's barbecue grill, that seems kind of fucked up to me. That's maybe it's chauvinistic, but you know, that'd kind of be like me coming in and stealing the shower curtains while my wife was at work. Doesn't make a lot of sense. To make things worse, a couple days later she called up and she says, hey, can me and my friends take the boat out on the river? And he's like, how are you gonna do that? You can't even drive the boat. And she's like, some of my friends can drive the boat. And he's like, no fucking way. So he tells me this, and we pretty much decided what we're gonna do with that boat before she ever gets her hands on it. You're damn right. So I guess my buddy learned his lesson. He should have gotten a lawyer. But hey, maybe you can't afford a lawyer, so here's what you do. A few years ago before I was born, a friend of my dad's was getting a divorce, and I guess his wife wasn't really being, you know, cooperative. And she said, well, I'm going to take you for everything you own. I'm going to own you and everything you have. So what he did was he went out and he rented himself a big old backhoe. He brought that home, dug a big hole in his yard, and then he took everything that was in the house, threw it in the hole, and then buried it. Now, that probably wasn't the real right thing to do, but you gotta admire the guy's ingenuity. The fact of the matter is, kids, if you're getting a divorce, no matter whose fault it is, get a lawyer. Protect yourself. Can't afford a lawyer? Go and rent some construction equipment and start digging. My name's Smokehouse, and I'm out of here.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night. The situations and characterizations on this show...
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on.
It's news you need to know about on
What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
All right. Time for What the Fuck, news you really do care about that's going on in this media-impaired world.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have in the way of the news today there, Sim? Or am I stalling? Am I stalling?
No, it's okay.
Okay, what's up?
We have the big news this week in the internet. And,
oh, that's right. You're not allowed to link anymore. That's illegal.
Yeah, no linking.
No linking.
Don't do any of that.
Are you fucking with me?
Nope.
No, I would never fuck with you, even if you paid me a lot of money. What it is the fact that the people at the MPAA, Motion Picture Association of America...
What's the head of MPA? What's his name? Jack Valenti?
Superfuck?
Yeah.
Giant Cosmic Dick?
Yeah.
I can't remember what his name is. Ballless
Bitch Wonder?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it. I think he falls into the cement mixer category.
Push ice.
It's like, oh,
sure we're not allowed to call in hits anymore?
No.
No, we're not allowed to call in any type of an airstrike shell, Drake, or offshore artillery.
But you gotta admit, wouldn't it be nice to hear the hits just keep on coming?
I could probably arrange something like that.
We should. As a matter of fact, I think we should elect Christopher Walken to be the next representative of Rant Radio, and he will go in and talk to these people. He will come in one night, he will turn on his bedroom light after having a bad, bad nightmare. He'll turn on the light, and there sitting in his armchair will be Christopher Walken, and he'll say, how you doing? No, don't get up. Don't get up. Your wife's been gassed with ether. She'll be asleep for hours. And there's a slice wire laid across your throat. If you jump up fast, you'll cut your own head off.
What movie is that from?
I just made it up.
Oh.
So
sounds that good, though, eh?
I do remember a scene like that, though.
I know it's just Christopher Walken. He's, you know, the king
you
of twisted
shit. Sick-ass dreams, man.
So it's 2600 versus MPAA.
And the MPAA won. What a shock. Let's spend some more money.
Yep.
Did anybody read the judgment? It was fantastic. I read the whole thing. PDF file. They made it available on 2600. And I think even on the cult site.
I think
available.
You posted it yourself. Incidentally, well done you. You've been posting like a maniac. We all love Pharaoh the Yankee. So what? Give us the rundown of the synopsis.
Well,
I think you know most about
basically,
it. No, basically.
At the root of the judgment was the fact that the judge figured the MPAA had spent a lot of money protecting their property, and therefore they must have somehow a right to it. I'm not making that up. He repeatedly referred to the investment that the Motion Picture Association of America had made in the technology, CSS.
Mm-hmm.
Big,
I don't know,
fucking deal.
What's the golden rule?
He with the gold
makes
the
rules.
Right.
That's right.
Damn
right.
He kind of skirted around the rights of people to point at things. Linking, basically.
Yeah.
I can't imagine a parallel ever happening in the world where a journalist isn't allowed to talk about the book he read about a fact from.
Yeah.
It's
the
similarity. The way things are done. Anytime you'll find a book, it has a listing at the end of
glossaries.
Yeah.
You're just
a bibliography. Thank you. A bibliography. Well, essentially, linking is making a bibliography illegal on a web page.
Yep.
You're just pointing to another piece of information. You're using a
you're just as guilty as they are.
Excuse me while
because
I appeal
link
this.
To it.
Excuse me while the appeal is like before you finish the speech explaining why you've made that judgment, the appeal's already filed.
Oh, of course.
Like, excuse me before I leave, the courtroom is already filed. Like, yes. What the fuck were you thinking? I think the judge probably chickened out. I think the judge was like, fuck this, I'm not putting my ass on the line. I got a retirement.
I think what the judge said is he looked at his position, he went, okay. I can I can make this judgment according to the strict letter of the law, which is not the not
spirit
the Constitution.
Of the law, by anyway.
Well, no, he can follow the letter of the law for the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Period. That's what he followed.
Yep.
He ignored the fact that law contravenes the American Constitution. But, you know, he made a conservative call based on a law rather than trying to interpret the Constitution and disallow another one.
Well, no, an American law precedent is what everything is fucking about.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Anybody to have a balls to step up and go against a precedent is almost... It doesn't happen. It's a blue fucking moon with a baboon crawling from space, okay? It doesn't fucking happen.
Well, fortunately, 2600 has baboons in spades because they're going to, they have appealed, and they've stated outright that the judge made a whacked out call in the press release.
I don't want to touch this with a 15-foot pole.
Yeah, basically, he chickened out, and he's going to let the Supreme Court handle it.
Mm-hmm. Let the Supreme Court fucking handle it. Fuck you, fuck everyone
who
looks
like you.
At
the same time, the guy's a judge. His job is to not just follow the letter of the law, but to mete out justice. That's his job. It's in the description. He should read it sometime. It's obvious.
He was just being lazy.
It's obvious that this...
it's against the law. Don't do it.
Yeah.
And just a real-world analogy here, using my history knowledge, credits and millions of years spent in history at university, bringing to knowledge.
Yeah.
Put it to use. World War One. Just before World War One, French, really scared of the Germans, build a really big fucking wall, put guns pointing all one direction, called the Maginot Line. Cost a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They invested a whole lot of money defending their property. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Germans looked at it and went, oh, look, they left a big hole right where Belgium is. Let's go in that way.
Uh-huh.
I think that's pretty much the argument somewhat sunk right there. I mean, the Supreme Court can say it's illegal, and then they're going to have to basically... okay, they are going to have to delete.
There's just one problem with this little, you know, anti-linking laws or shit like that. It's called enforcement. Try and enforce this motherfucker.
Yeah, it's impossible.
If it's illegal in the United States, does that make it illegal in Canada?
They can still sue you.
Yeah, and what if I say fuck you?
Oh, they'll come up to Canada and sue you anyways.
And I say,
lose.
Fuck you. And I say, fuck you, fuck you. Go to court. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. How do you plead? Fuck you. How do you plead? Do you swear to tell the truth? Fuck you. Fuck you. The only words I'm speaking from now on is fuck and you. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that worked great for Larry Flint.
Yeah.
I remember clearly.
He kept going back to jail.
I'd like to point out another part of the judgment that just crawled its way out of the back of my brain. The judge pointed out that if they really wanted to write a Linux DVD decoder, they could have paid the nominal $10,000 fee.
Really?
And they would have had to get to approval from the MPAA first as well. In order to use the DCSS code.
Yeah, some
legally.
16-year-old fucking kid's going to cook up $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
U.S. No,
and
to watch your
fee.
Bot video.
Those are the judge's words.
Nominal
fee. Fuck, I got
to
be a
judge. You know what this is? You know what this is? This is, once again, them trying to keep everything in the realms of big business. I mean, I know this sounds like the usual socialist bullshit that I normally scream out every week, but
no.
I'm sorry. This is them trying to keep this in the realms of big business rather than realizing what the fuck. And hello, I'm like the goddamn Luddite of this fucking group, and I can see that the current laws and the current ways we're going about it is not fucking working. We have to evolve beyond that, and we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. And somebody just posted the DCSS code in the IRC.
Oh my God, we're all going to go to jail!
Everyone in the IRC is going to go to jail!
I'm almost tempted to put the DCSS code on my page.
I'm actually thinking
about yourself.
What if I was to explain how to decode byte by byte
in a book, publish
it in plain English? I'll just talk about it.
That's right.
A three-minute rant. I bet I can fit it in. The code's not that complicated.
No, it fits on one page.
And how to crack the MPAA, and we'll put it on the page.
In plain English. Yeah. If you can read the entire string of bytes, how to do it yourself with pen and paper. Wow, that kind of takes the whole free speech thing and puts a whole new spin on it, doesn't it?
That's right.
I don't think that they can do that because, you see, unfortunately, you're not an American, so technically, and this has actually come up before, you don't have right to free speech in the United States.
So what?
Interesting.
So what? So we don't. We're not in the United States.
No. I'm just.
Yeah. I'm not too comforted by that because keep in mind the kid who invented the code. Well, one of the three people that invented the code got arrested in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Think it through, boy.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that living in Canada, we have rights, notwithstanding the government's ability to ignore those rights at any time they choose.
We have a lovely little law up here in Canada. For those of you who are not aware, down in the States, called the Notwithstanding Clause, which means that they can. Contravene the Charter of Rights any time it is convenient for the government. That's exactly what it says.
Which is absolutely fucked.
Or more to the point, any time it's inconvenient for them to observe our rights.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you know, once again, I may sound like a broken record here, but that's why there's cult, because I'm sure that if I was being hunted, that would be absolutely fantastic. How many people in the MRC right now, if I was being hunted Kevin Mitnick style, would let me stay at their place for a couple of days if I made, you know, my little tour, performing in underground clubs, doing rants, and spreading the virus?
Remember,
how many people
oh, my God, it would be like Salman Rushdie. It would be wicked.
Oh, remember, if I was single, I'd do it.
Remember, going to Canada was once synonymous of, so I can't say the word, synonymous for going underground back in the 60s.
That's all, after all, we are going the we are the hacker paradise, don't you know?
Here's the next story. BC Ferries removes video games with handheld guns. BC Ferries is removing all video games that use handheld guns. Joy McPhail, Minister responsible for BC Ferries, that this totals about 35 games in terminals and on board. BC Ferries has heard concerns from its customers about violence in video games. Corporation did an internal review and decided a more rigorous standard of video game classification was needed. I applaud the corporation's responsiveness in this area.
My God.
What, like, no more toy guns for kids?
No.
No, no, no. No more video games.
No more video game
with,
guns.
With guns.
Pointing it at the screen.
Constitutionalist.
Well, it makes sense if the government goes all
to
shit.
I am a serious gun nut too, but however, I do believe in some realistic controls. I'm especially fond of it considering about the well, just the misuse of rights that are being given to us up here in Canada, so which is why I'm kind of for it. But now Chuck comes on with an ad that essentially says, now we tried to download it today, but we could not find the fucking commercial anywhere, no matter what we fucking tried to do.
Yeah.
But the commercial basically boils down to, wouldn't we be better off if the Democrats weren't in office?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hi, I thought NRA, the R in NRA didn't stand for Republicans. So, you know, there's a giant... But nowhere in that point did it say that it was, you know, especially just for the fucking Republicans. At what point does this son of a bitch have the right to fucking hijack an organization that is supposed to represent the rights of all Americans and turn it just for one political party's ambitions?
Because he's the voice of God.
I don't give a shit if he is the voice of God. I'll kick him in the friggin' nuts. Now, I know that's not a threat, or is it? Is that a threat, technically?
Yeah, provided you said you were kicking God in the nuts, that's fine.
Okay, yes, I was kicking God in the nuts, okay? Actually, I'd like to kick the voice of God in the nuts. That's not very direct. That's no names mentioned there. I think we all know who I'm talking about. Somebody hand me a fucking shovel.
So... Gargoyle Race, if anyone can find the sound clip for that, the Charlton Heston, wouldn't we be better off without the Democrats thing somewhere on the web and post it?
Because I want to hear it again because I lost a lot of it, you know, in the seizure I was having. All right, I'd like to actually know exactly what it said. I mean, wouldn't we be better off if the Democrats were dead? You know, this is what I'm remembering. Okay,
they'll give you a big pink D that you have to sew on your pajamas, and you go off to the camps. You know,
it's like fuck, yeah. Jesus, who the fuck does he think he is?
Absolutely.
No, I was going to stand up. I was getting all like warped out of shape because of the fact that Marky Mark is going to be playing him. Mark Wahlberg is going to be doing the remake of Planet of the Apes, and they're having Mark Wahlberg playing the role of Colonel Taylor. And I'm like thinking, oh my God, I was going to go ape shit about that. Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
But now I'm glad. I'd like them to actually find somebody.
But wait, there's more. Danny DeVito as Cornelius.
Really?
Yes. The biggest thing that's going on about it right now, the controversy, is because the director, Tim Burton, wants to have a sex scene between Mark Wahlberg as Colonel Taylor and what was it, Dr. Zerus as one of the chimps.
Okay, hold on here. We've got Danny DeVito.
And Tim Burton is directing it?
Tim Burton's directing it? Is it going to be a musical, too?
You know, that's the...
Stop the Planet of the Apes.
I want to get off.
It's, yeah, just it's springtime for Caesar and Germany.
Oh no, I've got it figured out. They're just doing the voices for the characters. It's going to be animated.
Animated Planet
of
the Apes.
Yeah, it's going to be claymation Planet of the Apes, and they're going to pull that fucker out of
on retirement from Titan Clash of the Titans, that stop motion.
Ray Harryhouse.
Ray Harryhouse. And we'll get Sam Raimi to do all the special effects. So occasionally, like, a claymation guy will have a machete stuck in his head.
this will be more like seeing a chip going, I'll swallow your soul.
This is going to be the biggest ass fuck rim road goat spree that has hit the screen. Since Aliens 3.
That was what I was thinking when I heard all of this shit. But now, I don't care. I hope it is a complete flop. I hope anything that degrades the memory of Charlton Heston in any movie ever did happens. I'm serious. I want to see them remake Moses in Ten Commandments with, like, think of the worst fucking...
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman, yes. I don't
God
care.
God damn you, filthy ape.
No. Remake the Ten Commandments with Keanu Reeves. Like, let my people go, dude.
Whoa.
Let my people go. And have him do that bad British accent he did in the Bram Stoker remake of Dracula.
That was classy.
You mean Transylvania?
I know where the bastard sleeps. Try again. I know where the bastard sleeps. Try again. I know where the bastard sleeps. Yeah, we'll just
fix that up in the studio.
We'll just somebody post production this, and put some thunder in the background on that, and you've got the Star Wars Disney special effects post production team saying, what do you want me to do with this? You want me to do what with this? You know, the Keith Richards post production team couldn't do anything with that. And those guys can make fucking music out of static. So. It's like, shh, oh, that's a new album. So, it's Static X.
Here's the next story. Girl forced to live in doghouse. Cop says neighbors called 911 after hearing 7-year-old's cries. A couple have been arrested for disciplining a 7-year-old by forcing her to stay in a doghouse.
For how long?
It doesn't say. Police went to the Williams home after several neighbors called 911 shortly after 8 p.m.
Several neighbors?
Sunday, they... To say they heard
on four sides.
A small child crying in the backyard. We believe that the couple is forcing the 7-year-old child to live in the doghouse as punishment for bad behavior. Police were unsure how long the child was in the doghouse, but it was at least overnight. Hi, you're at the door. Who's this?
Girl on the left.
Girl on the left.
Pack him in.
We have nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go. The girl had numerous bug bites up and down her legs, and the bites have been come infected after she apparently scratched them.
Ah. Wow. So she was forced to live in a doghouse.
She was bad.
She was bad. Did they chain her?
It doesn't say, but probably. What
was that movie with that David Cronenberg guy, and he had the little slugs that got inside your head, and then he was in a hotel on an island, and it turned into, like, neuroerotic fantasies? It was an old one.
Whoa.
David Cronenberg's first film.
Shivers.
Shivers, that's right. There's a scene in Shivers where they had these little kids on dog leashes running around in, like, this really neosexual thing going on there, which is amazing for a 1960s film. Bear in mind, this is David Cronenberg. What's that? Early 70s. So bear in mind, this is David Cronenberg. David Cronenberg. David Cronenberg needs multiple hugs from, like, a gorilla. Okay, like...
My personal favorite, the film about the twin killer drug-using gynecologists. Yes. I'm not making that up. That was the plot behind Dead Ringers.
Somehow he talked Jeremy Irons into being in it.
Which is amazing, because Jeremy Irons is a god. I mean, the guy's a great actor. Ellie.
Girl on the left. Hey, look, it's a horny 14-year-old.
I'll take things I can't live down for $500. Girl on the left. Guess what was sitting on my hard drive when I got home just the other day?
It was this.
Hi, I'm a 14-year-old. I'm really horny. Please take advantage of me.
Yes, that's right. You are now a major mark in life. As promised, that will
That was sent in from a user, a listener here.
That was sitting on waiting for me when I got home.
That will be on my hard
drive.
Think
of it as affectionately.
Yeah.
That's probably what we're going to use in ICQ for incoming file transfer.
So I can do that.
In our ICQ cult skin, we'll have either one of our alerts will be, hi, I'm 14 and I'm horny. Please take advantage of me.
Probably new user.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right, for all the things that we could get
busted for eventually. I bet that's what it is. It's going to be this innocuous little sound clip.
Yeah.
Like, what? You're serious?
That's how it always
jail.
Is.
Enjoy it.
That's how it always is, isn't it? They pick on the tiniest little thing.
Jail enjoy.
This is Mr. Echo.
From Alaska.
From Alaska.
And then we have...
Star Baby
from Mississauga, Ontario.
We have Aaron, the guy from Vancouver, who drove Star Baby here.
That's his claim to fame.
That's his claim to fame. He's also running security.
And you know everyone else.
And you know everyone else. Sorry, it's so crowded. You didn't. You don't. Were you here on time? Sorry.
Excuse me for eating dinner.
You eat, you lose. You eat, you lose.
Any little thing.
I've not yet reached the level where I can survive on Dr. Pepper alone. Chips.
Dr. Pepper and Chips is not so icing. Now that we've moved the show, everyone's having dinner and arriving late.
Yes. Oh, well, fuck them. More meat for the meat eaters. So let's get back to the chick living in the doghouse.
So what level of discipline is too much, Sean? You think the doghouse, a chain to a doghouse, is a little too much?
I've always thought that idea of putting, you know, those little collars on kids that they usually
the shock collars.
The shock collars when the kid leaves the yard.
Define a perimeter.
You know,
no.
Leave the yard, and then the other one that, like, you put one on the front and one on the back, and if the kid makes a noise, it gives them a shock, too.
Yeah, you know, the combination is amazing.
Put one on their scrotum, too.
Yeah, if you urinate, you get a shock.
No. That's just in case they violate any of the Americans for Purity's plans.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you touch
your
right.
Wow.
Yeah, if you remain stationary for too long, you get an electrical shock.
Keep moving.
Just think of this as like a cross between Lassie Come Home and Americans for Purity. It's really,
sure
really...
Make showers interesting.
It will, though. I don't know what the fuck people are thinking. Personally, I blame this kind of dissolution of the family unit on, once again, media, because television is responsible.
Media's fault.
It's all the media's fault, but...
There's some fucked up people out there, though.
Yeah, the parents are fucked. You do not force a child to sleep in the doghouse.
No, let's put it this way.
The wrongness on that one is on all levels.
Uh-huh.
It's multiple. Multiple.
It's not just that. If, like, they had just sent the kid out to the doghouse and the kid started crying and they called the cops, as far as I'm concerned, that's when somebody needs to drop a hammer on the neighbors and on the fucking cops.
Yeah, it's like, true. Find your own fucking business.
Yeah, I'm sorry, because my mom, when I was, like, real, real young, she used to make me kneel... We had this floor with tile. And so it wouldn't do any damage. It would just basically press into the thing. Yeah. I used to, like, mess with my head. And also it was the fact that I was being punished that fucked with my head. You know, she only did that to me, like, twice. And, you know, I learned my lesson.
That was enough.
Yeah.
Well, my parents used to kick the living fuck out of me.
Hey, me too. It's all good.
I mean, none of that shit. I got, you know, fuck you, Dad. People say fuck you, Dad. If I said fuck you, Dad,
oh
today,
my God,
I'd fucking wake up and miss work. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
what day is it? Oh my God,
here, man. I could probably actually, I'd love to kick the shit out of my dad just once. You know, just once to make up. Hi, Dad. You know, you were a dink for 12, 13.
You ready? Okay.
Well, I'm bigger now, and you're getting old, and you got tendonitis. So fuck you. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Have you seen the show on Fox, it's called Titus.
No.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful sequence in there. He's talking about the day when he thought he was tough enough to take on his dad. And they cut from the picture of him standing there going, come on, Dad, you want some of this? I got it for you. Let's go. To the dad fist cam slamming into his face, him going down with one punch.
Well, that's about it. And, I mean, you don't fucking do that shit. You don't force a child to be in that kind of level. Like, that's, like, lifelong, humiliating, like, bad nightmare shit.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never had nightmares about, like, my parents fucking beating me and shit.
Uh-uh.
But you do long, extended, like, stuff like that. I'd rather see the kid...
The doghouse tonight.
Doghouse for you. Ah, nightmares, all the rest of it. Fuck that.
My sister-in-law and brother, whenever their kids are screwing up or just basically getting out of hand, they send them to the bathroom. They have to go stand in the bathroom.
Yep. Not much there to look at.
Fuck that. I wouldn't even do that. I just...
No, you should... I mean, what's wrong with that?
They get smacked.
What's wrong with that? The kid basically is freaking out because they're being punished. This is what's messing with their head. I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being told I have to stay here. Ah! You know, it's like...
I'd rather just smack them, because that way they get a really... What happened when I stole for the first time, not actually, you know, like stealing MP3s, so like sharing, like actually went into a store, took something
physical object
and ran with it. My dad took me upstairs, because my mom went fucking insane. She was like, boom, her whole head came off and flew around the room, right?
My son's a criminal.
Holy fuck! Ah!
She's
doing the fucking exorcist on me there. And I'm like, okay, whoa, this bitch is wacko. And So I go upstairs. You wait for your father to come home. I'm like, oh, fuck, because my dad's...
That is the worst.
That's the worst, because your dad's insane. You know, your father wants to kill you. I stopped him, but I'm not helping you anymore, right? So you're sitting upstairs. You're waiting for, you know, dad to come home and cut your head off with a chainsaw. Because he's always wanted to cut your head off.
He's told me that,
and I've stopped him, but you little ungrateful shit.
Not this time.
Tonight you die, right? So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die, right? Yes, I am horribly ripping off Bill Cosby here. So,
yes, I thought so.
Yes, I am. So I go upstairs. My dad comes upstairs. He's like, so, I heard you stole a chocolate bar. I'm like, Christopher Walken just possessed my dad. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. He's going to cut off a finger, right? So,
how many chocolate bars was
so, what makes
hold
you,
out your hand.
Did that storekeeper look like a bitch? Why are you trying to fuck that storekeeper like a bitch, huh? Over a chocolate bar. A fucking chocolate bar. No. That's just not another guy. He goes, well, Sean, what did you do? I took a chocolate bar. And what do you have now? Nothing. Right. What did you do with the chocolate bar? I ate it. And now you have nothing, right? Yeah. And you got caught, didn't you? Yeah. And you have nothing to show for it. Yeah. Sean, if you're going to steal something, you do not steal a chocolate bar. You steal a case of chocolate bars. Because there is a risk versus reward principle. True story. This actually happened.
My father had the same conversation.
My dad's like devout Irish, okay? And he's a good family man who's Irish. So, and I'm like, you have to... You have to understand, Sean, that if you're going to do a crime, you're going to do any kind of crime, you've got to make sure that the risk is worth the reward. Now you're in trouble and you've got nothing to show for it. And you didn't think it through very carefully, did you? No. Okay, now when you go back downstairs, I want you to tell your mom that I beat you. And you'll be fine, okay? Thanks, Dad. No problem. Don't be stupid like this again. Okay. That's actually what happened.
My father's conversation went something almost like that, except for the line was, make sure the crime fits the punishment. In other words, make sure that what you're doing is worth what you're going to get if you fuck up.
Absolutely. If Grant Radio was going to get shut down, I wouldn't want to get shut down for,
swearing.
I'm 14 and I'm horny and please take advantage of me. That is not what I'd wanted to get shut down for. Yeah.
I want there at least to be the loss of a state. I'm serious. I want there to be a state gone when we're done.
A state?
An entire state.
Well, Washington's gone, but Rant Radio is too. All right.
Something the world already goes to the dark. What the hell? We can get the other half easy.
Something the world
Nobody
will
miss
stand
it.
Out.
Yeah, no, that's really brutal. It's funny now, actually, because that the incident with the cops was really interesting because when
made
they,
you think.
Yeah, well, what if they really did come for me? You know, what if that was it? What if I was going to jail?
And you're
what,
there, and you're like,
what
okay,
would
in.
Have happened? You know, Mr. Kennedy, you're going to have to come with us. Why? Because we just have to ask you some questions at the station. Is this about cult? Yes. This is a peaceful protest. That's it. Thump. That's it. I totally thrive on being persecuted. My Irish blood would just go insane.
Next thing you know, he's naked in his cell, smearing his feces on the wall.
And I'm like, you know, making war paint out of my fecal matter and on hunger strike for the last 15 days.
Spreading the message of
the only thing he's saying is he wants Dr. Pepper and potato chips. I don't quite understand.
That's all I want. Those are my demands.
Those are my demands. And he wants Sean Connery to be his representative. I don't get it.
Just for his voice.
Trousers. It'll be all kinds of wrong. So yeah, but I mean it's just fucking mental the amount of shit that could happen there. So what we do is we have to spread the word of cult. And
So if shit goes down,
we can all go insane and take to the streets.
Liberally
you've
spread
heard
amongst
my plan about what happens if we have to get into the cop shop, right? You remember that. We discussed it once before.
Is that involving the cruise missile system and the cell phone?
No.
No, that's the air conditioning intakes with the large fans positioned at the back of the cop shop.
Yeah,
and
conveniently.
You can put basically anything you want back there and they'll go, thank you. Wow, I just made 300 cops.
Mint?
Let's see you at UBC now, fucker. Hey, what's wrong with you, police officer? You're crying lots of snot from your noses. You went to go look for your guns, and there they were gone.
And we're in a big hurry. We're double parked two times twice outside. Please give us the fucking man. We will be going on our ways. Thank you very much. We know fuck nothing.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Yes, except for the one constable who happens to be Hispanic going, damn, I'm craving chips.
which is true.
That's the problem. We're getting Mexican cops up here in Vancouver now, which means that, you know, like you
Mace doesn't
them.
Work.
Yeah, no, you
Ronan Sariette. Ronan Sariette was in a mall. It's a true story. He was in a mall with Ronan,
not an arc.
And there was, see, when we get into fights up here in the malls, it gets really bad. Like, they don't pull AKs, they pull, like, non-lethal shit. And a guy pulled a can of fucking Bear Garden and maced a section of the mall. Yeah, no shit, like, fogged it. Right? Mm. In the mall.
You don't use those indoors. Bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, actually, exceptionally good idea for the task at hand. And what happened was is that kids were, like, running, screaming, kids were crying, fucking shit blowing out of every orifice on their body. And Ronan Sariette was standing there going, no shit. Even
Nardinark,
his eyes were watering, but Ronan Sariette was like,
nerve gas. Some really good shit here.
Like, that's what I want to do. How hard are you as a Ronin? If you're hard as a Ronin, start eating hot sauce with everything. That way the cops go, boosh, and you blow a smoke ring of pepper spray back in the cop's face and he falls over.
Keep in mind,
that is hard.
Keep in mind, kids are more sensitive to that kind of stuff. They just, like, this. It takes a lot less to hit a kid with pepper spray and whipped cream.
I'm sorry. If you're,
of course, Ronan will be on a whole different scale.
Yeah, but if you're drinking fucking Lamento sauce and Mike's insane profanity sauce.
I was making one of my super pots of killer chili. I make one of the best chilies on the planet for anybody who is not actually really Tex-Mex.
Okay.
And I'm making a humongous bowl of like pot of chili. And I go away for a second. And I've just put the spices in so it's not actually at the painful stage for Ronan Sariette. He comes over and he goes, that's spicy enough. Reaches into my fucking fridge, pulls out the bottle of Blair's After Death sauce, and proceeds
which actually
to
has a large skull as the stopper. It's actually buried inside the head of a zombie for 3 weeks, and then they dig it up. It's $2,000 an ounce. It's made with zombicane.
He proceeds to pour a quarter. One taste of this stuff is painful.
This is a tetrotoxin, which means one part per 15 million will kill you.
And he proceeds to pour a quarter of the goddamn bottle into my fucking chili.
And thereby,
Pollock five-alarm chili was invented.
That's right. That's our concept.
You got a caller.
Who's the caller?
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Soylent Zero. What's up?
Hey, Soylent Zero. We're just doing a little show here. What's up with you?
Yeah, I want to talk to... I just kind of wanted to mention the cult zine. It's going to be coming out and stuff.
Cult zine. Magazine.
Cult zine. We're going to actually cook up a name for that. That's in the projects folder, if anyone would care to take a look.
That's about the... It drives me crazy. Mispronunciation of online words. It's wares. Software.
Are you guys...
Nice, please.
Okay, you get to... Sim's going to
okay,
go...
There we go.
Okay.
I had to get that out.
You happy now?
Yes.
Happy? Okay, so... give us a little blurb about that for everyone who's listening there, so...
Well, before I joined Rant Radio for, 4 months prior to that, I used to run, an online zine, and we covered technical topics, hacking, freaking, and that kind of thing, and I kind of dropped out of the scene abruptly, and then, I fiddled around for a few months, and then all of a sudden I stumbled on you guys. Well, I figured, cult's full of a whole bunch of people. You got Deckers, Gargoyle, all that kind of thing. I mean, really smart people. And, I mean, what would stop us from making a really kick-ass, online magazine,
Absolutely nothing. You got profits to do the art and the rest of the guys to fill in the words.
And not only that, but if profits were to go and contribute art, as well as editorials or whatever, anyone who could post it there could list that to promote themselves as well. They could say, yeah, I've been featured on this web zine. And we can we can go and get that happening on our web zine.
You can have different sections for each clan.
In each web zine.
In each zine.
And basically, the web zine. Oh, God, somebody kill me!
Okay. The techers can talk about Juarez's.
Juarez's on the zine. All right. If anybody wants to get involved with this and make this a reality, you can check it out on the cult page.
Or talk to Zone Zero.
That would be the way to do it.
And give me a product, and I'll give you hosting, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're the hosting bitch. That's what Enki is.
Yes, I guess
I got another thing.
With subdomain.
Yeah, so far I've been using Kzine on the, or Zine rather, on the template or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, I was thinking that we need a better name, so like, kind of with the Sentinel thing that somebody came up with, we need like a really good name, so people start brainstorming.
Yes, absolutely. If you have a name concept for the Cult Online Magazine, email me at,
John K.
Or
Soylent Zero and check his email address.
I say we call it Gun Tower.
No.
Gun Tower.
It's kind of like Watchtower, Gun Tower.
Well, I like that one further.
Clock Tower. The Clock Tower?
The Clock Tower.
Hey, well, here's the thing, though. When I ran that Zine online like about 4 months ago, we got 1,000 readers per issue.
That's,
if you can think about that, that's like 1,000 potential cult members plus more, considering that we'd have so many articles.
We could take over the world!
Damn right.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really about getting that off the ground. If we could do that, I mean, that's potential members all over the place.
Absolutely. If anyone's got suggestions, Soylent Zero is the guy running the show on the Cult Zine. So if you have suggestions concerning the title, whatever, Soylent Zero, I trust you'll choose a cool title for it. You can bounce it back off me if you want, and I'll be able to write an editorial on the beginning of every zine, and we can make that thing a reality, man. I think it's an awesome idea.
Already know. I already have something to post.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to let you go.
Okay, what the hell?
All right.
Excellent.
What do we have to post?
It's a thing called For All Computers Zero.
Excellent.
By Mr. Echo. There's lots of people who've written rants, zines, Rancid Girl. There's all kinds
good
of
way
shit
to get them out.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Simplex. What's up?
What's up, Simplex? How's it going, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? I love you guys. What's going on?
Doing a little show here.
I can see you on the webcam.
You're one of the people on the webcam. Well,
lucky four.
Do you like the hair?
Yeah, man. Did you see the pictures I got of you? I know a couple of them kind of sucked, but I got this really goofy one of you, dude. It's like the eyebrow up, you all rock style.
Excellent.
Oh, God.
Hey, everybody wave to me. What's up?
Yay. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, guys.
Did you have anything important you wanted to say other than to experience the wonders of technological transfer?
Fantastic. All right, I got two things to talk to you guys about.
What's that?
All right, I was thinking we need some kind of way, some kind of like cult news network or emergency network. And this is something that I talked to Sean about, but I know it was kind of like messed up and kind of tired last night, but he said it was a good idea and keep thinking about it.
Yes.
It was actually a way for us to, in case that we have any kind of emergency, I see that little finger there.
That's Dak doing that, yeah.
All right.
I'll smack him later.
In case there's any kind of emergency or in case Sean is in trouble, we need a way for people to get the word out. And I know people have ICQ and email and stuff like that.
I have a really good idea for that one.
Okay, well, I'd like to see the ball rolling on that. I'd like to see people start to get moving on that kind of stuff.
Okay, I'm going to say mine. Do you remember that thing that was posted on the cult page? That you could type in someone's phone number and send a message to them?
Yeah.
It actually works. I did it to my own phone.
I'm going to take a look at that, and I'll see how we can start getting that. Maybe we can come up with bounce some stuff off of Sean and the other members and get some kind of policies for using that. And
if you could, like, sabotage their code and and just do an automatic to a certain number of people.
Right on. If there's going to be people who have access to that, that is going to be extremely, extremely limited access. So maybe be about 10 members.
I understand. Yeah, I know. That's definitely something you need to take into consideration. I understand.
That'll be
you need like trusted watchers.
Yeah,
for that.
That'll be all like, Guardian status.
Sean, my ICQ's down. Quick, send out a distress call.
No, this is going to be like the 911 call. People would be handy if they could get like some kind of a war dialer or some kind of an auto messaging system.
Yeah.
That you could program phone numbers into, and people could enter their own pagers. They can enter all this shit.
Yeah, it interfaces with.
Program called Message Blaster. What you can do is you can have a list of people, and it will send out not only messages in your voice, but also like do text to speech, and it'll also be able to send it to email, fax machine, and pagers and cell phones all at the same time. And it'll blast messages out. So I'm looking at that as well.
Okay, if you can have that happening, definitely keep me posted on that. I've got a okay. What else did you want to say, Buds?
Okay, just really quick. Also, don't want to pimp it too much. I know you talked about it already. Gargoyle Watch, we're still moving. We took down a couple more pedophile sites. Anybody interested in that, just talk to me on the chat channel. And the last and final thing was I'd like to see something on the move called Cult Stats. And it's basically for Sean and for Guardians and stuff like that. But I'd like to be involved somehow with somebody who's doing like the kind of statistics on how many people we have in each state and how many people we have in and storing that kind of information and get some deckers involved so we can store it securely and so only people can have limited access to it.
There will be no database.
You're not going to have any database at all.
Okay, there will be no database of cult members. I recognize the only database we will have is going to be a map system that shows, again, roughly where they are in their states,
uh-huh.
and then from there they can be contacted. The databases can be done with the best intention, but they wind up fucking you.
Okay, that's just what I would be interested in. I understand limitations of that. I gotcha.
But, Anki's got a point on that. Go ahead.
Okay, with the database system, that's something that I've given a lot of thought to over the last little while with the existing cult site. On the existing cult site, it logs IP addresses. I think this is a good thing. On the other hand, I think it's a terrifically bad thing for members. I think it's great that we log IPs of people that post anonymously, but I don't want people who are members to have logging. So here's what's happening with the newest release of code. It's not running now. It's about halfway through. It's what I'm working on currently. If you log in with your name and password, which gets set as a cookie on your computer, so you don't have to remember to do it. Once you do it once, you're always logged in. It's stored encrypted. It'll log you in and then not log any more information about you. So guard your password with care. If somebody gets your password, I can't find out who they are. I'm deliberately making that way, so if somebody walks into our host, takes the computer, and issues a search warrant, they can't find out fuck all because nothing's stored, except about people that log in anonymously. You log in anonymously? Sorry, you're fucked. So
if you
want to actually be anonymous, you're not anonymous. Isn't that great?
It's a great idea. It's a great idea.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay. I know it probably sounds stupid with the database thing and everything.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to get that kind of stuff moving. That kind of information. I'm just personally interested.
Boyle, you're just not paranoid enough.
Really cool.
That's all it is.
It sounds great.
Okay, no, I think it's very, very cool. And what we are going to do is we're going to have a very limited database about organizations. And what I'd like to do is have some kind of a database where people could look just on the roster now, take the city-state, and it'll be based on city-state. So someone could, if they would just go to the roster, use that as their database or whatever, or you can talk to Enki. Enki is working on some stuff also concerning that, as well as APOC with the NIDUS project. That's another thing that's happening. And then we've got the photo kind of database that's a voluntary thing that's happening as well. So I do understand what you're doing. I understand where you're going with that, and it is an excellent, excellent idea. We just have to be very, very, very careful with it.
All right. Sounds cool.
Keep me – absolutely. If you could do me a favor and let me know what you guys are doing with Gargoyle Watch for my own post, because that way what I'll do is I'll let people know what's happening with it in the brainwashings, okay?
So who do I contact? Do I contact Enki about the project to get that listed in the project section?
The Gargoyle Watch?
Yeah.
It's already there.
Okay. I just haven't looked at it recently, I guess.
I believe it's already there. What you do is you would send a synopsis. I believe it was already been put up in the Gargoyle Watch. I think I put it there myself.
Okay.
But it's important that as things happen, if you take down a site or something like that, let me know, and I'll let the rest of the cult know.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
Right on.
What the hell?
Kick ass, Boyle.
The way we want to run, the way that I'm going to be running a lot of stuff that's going to be happening here with the alerts, also with guardian requests, guardians are going to have a lot of rights and privileges in cults, and they're going to be a lot more of the hardcores. Guardians will be able to do a request where they can have another guardian meet people, pick up a package, move things around, and other things we can't discuss over the airwaves. Okay, and what is going to be happening with that is if a guardian has a task that he needs to do at hand, it will be sent as a buffer through me. Meaning that no one ever knows who is responsible for the request. The only person who's known to be responsible for the request is me.
It's all his fault.
Because I'm patient zero. So I work sort of like a firewall between requests that are sent out. And also,
space firewall. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Besides, it's all your fault anyway.
It's all my fault. This is why the monitoring and Sean Kennedy, who is the patient zero concept, I will become the living hub of the community. There will be another. There are people who are aware right now who will be informed if I go down. There's going to be another person who's going to take my place just as quickly. But that is the intention of how this is going to work, so that everyone stays protected and I can buffer out, so I don't get people making stupid requests and asking people to do blatantly illegal things that is not in the interest of cult. So this is why we're going to be working on that way, and this is also why it's rather important that we
keep that 24-hour sniper on you at all times.
Gargoyle
so just in case they take you, we can take your
shotgun
head
off.
Gargoyle Nightshade is wondering what your proxy settings are.
what my proxy settings are.
I forgot to actually add something else out onto the forum posting thing that really.
Mr. Echo, stop playing with the microphone.
When you log in, you have the option of posting anonymously. If you post anonymously, the next three things happen. First, all record of that IP is wiped from the Apache logs. You no longer exist as far as the web server is concerned. Thing number two, a random time increment is added or subtracted from the time you posted, so they can't look back at logs on a separate machine to see what post came from where. Hmm. Third off, everything's going to be SSL from now on. Yeah. SSL 128-bit is the best I can do right
really?
Now. Actually, yeah, there's four things. And then fourth, of course, it shows up as anonymous mm-hmm. in the postings. There is no way, by seizing my box, they'll be able to tell who posted what. Even if they can tell what times people log in, since it's encrypted, unless they're going to break 128-bit encryption, which, yeah, they can do, but it's not easy.
No. It'll take a while.
This would require more than just the police. This would require the actual work of national governments.
It would take the NSA, basically, to bust us.
Or a couple 14-year-olds.
Or a couple 14-year-olds in Norway, yeah. Exactly. So that timeline for that's probably about 2 weeks.
The SSL went over very well.
Yes, I thought it might. It totally slipped my mind. I'm, like, working on all the code part of it. But, yeah, the SSL was a no-brainer. You just make a directory and make it SSL.
Oh, now, bear in mind, if people actually wanted to locate people and call, it wouldn't be that hard. Because for physical location, they just look at their ICQ number. And
it depends how secure their ICQ is.
But the thing
is,
if you want to post something, if you log in and you say, okay, I've got some information that I had to sign a non-disclosure agreement for, and I want to put it up, but I don't want people to be able to trace it back to me and sue my ass off. So you log in with your name and everything else, your username and your password, and then you go, aha, but now I'm posting anonymously. You go anonymous, and my computer, the server goes, they're posting anonymously. Right then,
but they're not anonymous.
Wipe all records of everything they've ever done off the HTTP logs first. It's gone. Next, they're an SSL, so good luck eavesdropping. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, even if they were watching what was coming in to see what, like if there's IP packets coming from somewhere and trying to trace it back to when the message appeared, no good because there's like several minutes added either direction for the posting time. So track it. Good luck. See ya.
Try it.
And what we're talking about here is the ultimate whistleblowing utility for cult members. So that if we had someone who was involved in like a corporate structure and they wound up going, holy shit, blah, we discovered that all trees are evil and they're actually a malignant plot to destroy the earth and we have to post this undeniable evidence.
How did you find out about that?
I have my sources. And we have this undeniable plot that we must post, so we just put it up and then that's it. Which is, and then they can be protected.
Oh, one last thing that I forgot to add. The news posts are going to run on that all the time. When you post, your name appears. It has to.
Yeah.
But there's time. There's still going to be a time shift, and it will all be SSL.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Very sweet.
So we're going to post.
I think it's time for another rant.
Yes, it is, actually. That's what I was just going to announce. This is Gargoyle Zebulon, and that's a loud motorcycle outside.
It is.
And this one is called Sick Sights.
Listen, you fuckers. You screwheads, here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up. Here is...
Federal authorities have made their second child pornography bust this week in Florida's Palm Beach County. The 49-year-old Meyer Nevitt, who operated at least three residential facilities for children ages 11 to 18 years old, was found to have a large quantity of child pornography in his home when police raided it Thursday morning. Officials said some of the minors depicted in the images on Nevitt's computer and on an excess of 300 discs found were under the age of 12. It is not known at this point whether the children who lived in Nevitt's facilities are the ones depicted in the illegal photographs. This makes me sick. It really does. I have bizarre fetishes. I'll be the first to admit that, but this is just so wrong. Wednesday, via ICQ, I received a link which took me to a child porn site in Russia. I won't say the link, I won't even go back to the site, because I'll seriously get sick on my computer. I reported to a bunch of sites on Yahoo. I think the police should be involved, but I also believe netizens need to be there to police the internet too. This weekend, I received a letter back from one of the places I reported to saying the site had been shut down. I'm glad the FBI took that motherfucker down, but we can't just rely on them. We are netizens. It's our job, too. If you see something online that's just plain wrong, go to the IRC and let other cult members know, so we can wield our collective shovels and wreak some cyber justice. This has been.
Oh, excellent.
I have wood here in the corner. I am
sweet.
So happy.
I am so proud to just be associated with that. That's just like.
Great little intro to an extra.
That's a great intro and extra to that. By all means, it's a personal favor to me. Anyone
who knows of anything that cult's affiliated with that fucks with pedophiles, please let me know. Please.
Drop the cosmic shovel of justice of the gods on these people,
please. I want to know what
you're
doing. I don't want to know so I can regulate it. I just want to know so I can jerk off to it. That's just...
It's pretty hard to argue the other side of pedophilia.
Now, we have to be careful.
Wait, 12-year-old boys
we should hear from NAMBLA about this.
Want.
Well, no.
Wrong.
I think we should let NAMBLA have their say. Matter of fact, I think we should invite them over.
Now, to be honest with you, you have to be careful with that pedophile thing, though.
Yeah.
Because as we pointed out before, all you got to do is cry witch, and that's it. I make a prophecy right now. The NSA shows up at my house. What are they going to say is on my hard drive? Oh, he's got a cult, and he's sexually molesting 12-year-olds. Weren't you called? Wasn't there an investigation where somebody was called and thought that he hit on
cult leader investigated for molesting
for molesting children? Whether or not it's true is totally regardless, because the media will just, oh yeah, we found data on his hard drive. Lie. Oh, they lied. Oh, what if they lie? What if they lie?
I think it's reasons why, like that, I actually collect ammonia nitrate as much as I can. I have it stored.
In Philadelphia, at that big convention, there was one guy who was arrested, and the cop said, right, they arrested him because he was inciting riot, walking down the street, talking at his cell phone, nobody around him, and because he was disturbing the peace and all this other stuff, he was planning a protest. This is legal. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to protest the government. That's why it's a free country. They arrested him, charged him on a whole bunch of things related to disturbing the peace, threw him in the back of the paddy wagon, and then told the press that he had acid on him.
When is this?
This was down in Philadelphia last week. Go to www.philly.imc.com.
Sean,
Media Center.
Sean, do that little screamer noise because I can't make a noise that basically comes close to what I'm feeling right now.
And this guy actually got busted for organizing a protest.
Oh yeah,
walking down the street talking on a phone.
That's why protests don't work.
The phone. One of the things they charged him on was
possession
of an implement for crime. It's a cell phone.
I'm not loud enough, everyone.
It's just everyone talks. This close.
These aren't really good mics. You must shut them.
Did anybody else see the near riots going on down in L.A. because the cops, you know, came out like stormtroopers?
Rubber bullets, horses, batons, gas, fire hoses, and dogs.
Yep.
What does that remind you of?
And that's right. They were funneling all the spectators. Quiet you. They were funneling all the spectators through a 15-foot wide gap in a fence.
And they were wondering why these people were fighting. No. As far as I'm concerned, they weren't fighting hard enough. There weren't enough dead cops. I didn't say anything. I just said there weren't enough.
That's no good.
The stormtroopers. I mean the LA police were even beating up on the reporters again.
Yeah,
and
not that I can necessarily not sympathize with beating up on a reporter.
This was not an illegal gathering to start with. This was a licensed gathering.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm still going to think about that. A licensed gathering.
We need to have a license now?
Yes, they did.
Didn't we fight a revolution about that about 200 some odd years ago?
Yeah, and not only that, but it was a Rage Against the Machine concert. Like, professionally promoted big... I mean, it's big money. Even the corporations can't throw a protest together anymore. What's the world coming to?
Let me think about this.
Yes, I realize. What Uncle Dax says is no way associated with cult or rant radio.
Okay, this... I'll play your rant. We're going to play Sean's rant, and this is... Sean K. Oh, Concrete Trenches. It's called. I can't even remember
which
what this
is
sounds
about. No, it's actually extremely related. It's actually about that and down at the Rage Against the Machine concert, so it actually fits in really well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So here it is, Sean Kay on What the Hell on Rant Radio Concrete Trenches.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Welcome to the United Police States of America. Will someone please explain to me what's been going on this last little while? I mean, we've all known for quite some time that there's going to be a lockdown case where anyone with free thinking, free thought, free form, free expression was going to wind up in jail. We all known that was in the pipe. We've all known that that was in the mail. But now it's starting to really come into being. Why are people at Rage Against Machine concerts being funneled by shooting rubber bullets who incited their rival? Oh, they're hiding!
now every time there's a convention, every time there's something goes wrong, now every time there could be something, there's always those same guy with those black ski masks on, you know, at the opportune time who start a riot. Those same guys. I bet you know what I'd like to do is I think the next time there's going to be a convention and a riot and you see some guys in black ski masks, you should make them part of the solution. You know what I'm saying here? We should just kind of remove them from the equation before they start to riot. Why don't we just police our own? What is going on? Why is it possible in this country for the government to go and take away people before they even begin to protest? Well, you there, you look like you could be a problem. I'm going to put you in jail because I don't like the way you look. Because I don't like the way you look. Because I do not like the way you look. You're going to go to jail. And we're not going to feed you for 14 hours. And we'll keep you Gestapo style. And that'll be great. And it's only just beginning. Where privatized security forces exude more police brutality than anyone in history. What has been going on here? We don't even have to have a governmentally sponsored SS anymore. We can have a corporate-sponsored SS. Because that's what these security forces are. The eventual privatization of the police force. You think it's going to stop with the prisons? You think the privatization of the prisons is only as far as it's going to go? No, 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 no. This is a plague. It's going to catch. And eventually we'll see the privatization of police forces. This is why now is the time for counterculture to get organized before it is too late. And it's already in the mail. You see it every day in the news. You see it every day in the papers. It's all over the place. And we have to stop it. And we have to stop it now. We have to take steps to prepare for the eventuality that there is the class war going to be going from the back seat to the front seat. And the trenches of concrete are already being dug. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Sounds like there's a war going on in there.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the What the Hell Show. All of our DJs are busy right now, but if you'd like to continue holding, please stay on the line. A DJ will be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. To ensure quality broadcasting, all listeners will be monitored. To order the upgrade package to the What the Hell Show, please let the DJs know. Thank you for choosing Rant Radio as your radio station. Please remember to turn in your family and friends to the nearest police station for fabulous prizes. Chocolate rations are up 2 points. Please remember to keep Rant Radio on at all times. Inspections are Sunday, Wednesday, and every second Friday. Hello, thank you for choosing Rant Radio. How may I direct your call?
All right, we're back.
Once again, is the inevitable.
Dun, dun, dun.
What? So, what are we doing?
We're back. Okay.
I have something to
I've mention. Beaten Dak about the face and head about his dead cop's fucking statement. If he does that again, I'm going to shove this mic directly up his ass. Which I'll probably have to put my foot with it, too.
Then we'll have to buy a new mic. That's Anki's mic.
Anki, I'm going to shove your mic up his ass.
Get your mics.
We're going to need a bigger mic.
I'm sorry.
He won't go down with 3 mics on him. Not with 3 mics, he won't.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
damn.
So...
damn, this is
no,
big.
No.
Yeah, let's Private foam. Drexel is in. Private Drexel is outside.
Oh.
Ring up again. We have neighbors. Shut up. We're letting them in.
Hey, no yelling at the window.
Drexel just threw gum through the window?
No, it's
okay.
Wrong.
Somehow.
No, it's
touch it.
Okay. So anyhow.
He's throwing rocks to the
In any case, there he is.
There we go.
Oh,
alarm! No gum.
Righty then.
All right.
Hey, who's this?
This is Gloom Bunny and Gloom Cookie.
We're gonna have to let you go.
Call back in 2 seconds.
2 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Uh huh. Gloom Bunny and Gloom Cookie.
Gloom Cookie.
Cookie. Oh God. That sounds like too much fun.
Is it somebody else phoning in? Oh, my God. Okay. Is somebody going down to let him in?
Yeah.
Or, oh, okay.
That's
he's good. Here. He's here.
Okay, good.
Who went down? Somebody went down.
Somebody's missing.
Oh,
my God.
Bring up, MRC?
Let's split up and investigate.
There we
right,
go.
You have the mic. Talk about MRC.
Oh, we got a phone.
Hi, who's this?
It's me.
Oh, okay.
All right, what's going on with MIRC?
Okay, people.
People are using it?
Yes, some people are using my script. This is Mr. Echo talking, by the way.
I will be coming up with version 2 here pretty soon, with new colors, new added features. It's going to be kick-ass, including with sounds.
Ooh, yes, sounds.
Sounds? How would that work?
Well...
Remember, I'm a Luddite. Speak softly and lowly. You know, it's small words.
It's tricky. It's not... It's like a whole, like...
Oh, it's tricky. That explains everything to me.
Yeah. So when people say certain things, it goes, ping, or
yes,
something like that.
A loud, very loud ping.
I like that.
Yes. It's going to be really fun.
It's a magic button, Dak.
A magic button?
Yeah, big shiny, red, shiny,
big
rat,
shiny red, candy-like button.
My script will be a lot better, and it will not have errors in it, either.
Is there a lot of errors in it right now?
Yes, there is a lot of errors in it right now.
So that, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Doing a little show.
Hey,
suddenly, speaking of jolly and candid-like, it's Private Drexel!
Hey, what's happening?
Is your mic loud?
Why are you so late?
Just kidding. I was doing poorly at a paintball tournament, and I couldn't break away.
Are you... Have you been shot lots?
Lots? I got shot a few times.
Let's see your welts. Show me your welts. I want to see your welts!
Mostly on the gun.
Mostly, oh, that's not what I was doing.
That's a weak... That's a weak welt.
No, that's the way to get shot, you know.
Yeah, so that way you're not paying.
You throw your gun and your mask, and then you're doing it.
All right, what's the,
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's
this?
Oh,
my God,
I'm
a
Gloom Bunny and Gloom Cookie again. Can I talk now?
Yeah, you're allowed to talk now. Gloom Bunny and Gloom Cookie?
Who is Gloom Cookie?
Brooke, I'm trying to get her into cult.
Did you spawn?
Okay, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
In my world,
yeah.
My best friend, the entire world, the girl whose name I've got tattooed on my ankles, just left yesterday, so I got really drunk and passed out, and I have a date later on tonight, and...
You have a date?
Yes.
The famous Cenobite queen has a date? Who are you dating?
I'm not dating anyone, I'm just having a date.
Did you warn him beforehand?
About what?
About beating his head in with your tits? What did you think we went when? What are you doing?
I told him I did that to people.
Oh, okay, and he's all into that?
Huh?
How old is he?
He's a skinny guy. I can beat his ass, dude.
Yeah. How old is he?
28.
He's 28. And how old are you?
19. I'm going to be 20 soon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay, then.
That's all right. Hey, I date older people because I don't get along with people my age, okay?
That's allowed. That's allowed. I mean, I can't really make a statement on that, really, you know. Whatever. But anyway, he's probably a cool guy, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, well, that's cool, then.
Have fun.
So Ronan Sariet beat you to it.
Oh, that pisses me off. But I have an idea.
What's your idea?
I have an idea that you guys should make a page that has all the cult meeting sites on it.
We don't actually have any cult meetings yet, so therefore there is no cult meeting sites going to be happening. But what we are going to be doing we are going to be having a... in the calendar, the events calendar that's going to be coming up, we're going to be having regular meetings sections on it. Can we do that, or what's going on?
Dr.
Farrell, what's happening? What's happening, Farrell?
I've started on the code for that, but it's kind of fallen behind because I think that encryption and privacy is more important than a nice little meeting thing. But I am working on it. I did start, and it'll be a little calendar, and you click on the day on the calendar, and paf, pops up your events for the day.
Okay, is there a way they can
listed there?
Is there a way they can check for when what meetings are at, like that kind of a thing? So if they don't know what day the meetings are on, so that they can find it the reverse way rather than looking on that day.
Yeah, it'll be a
circuit. I have cult meetings now. I, like, grab all the people, the culties from here and, like, fucking have meetings with them.
Well, you can do that as you want, and then what you have to do is you just let... Until we get that up, what you do is you email me with about 2 weeks in advance if it's a regular thing. Because if you just decide on Wednesday that on Friday you're going to have a cult meeting, I can't do fuck all about that, okay? But if you have a regular time and a place that you do that, let me know and I will begin putting it in the brainwashing issues. And as the brainwashing issues come out, then that's going to be the best way to have that put in.
All right, that's all good because, like I said, I have meetings already.
I know you do, sweetie. You're just a machine, okay? And I totally appreciate it.
And I told all the little kids to keep inviting all their little friends that are really irritating and stupid that they can't do that anymore.
Hearts and minds. Hearts and minds. Well, let's hear it for little girls, because little girls get bigger every day. Okay, we'll just...
No. One of the guys that you actually let in fucking got expelled from school because he thought the trench coat mafia were the coolest people and decided he was going to be like them.
And? In any case, we should just kind of carry right along here before I have to shove a microphone up my own ass for the same thing that I...
Ass. Why do you let him in?
What's that?
He thinks you're an ass, and he's never even been to the site.
I was at him referred. He answered the questionnaire. He seemed like an okay guy to me.
Huh?
I let him in. He seemed like an okay guy to me. I let him in.
Yeah, he pulled up for about 3 months.
Well, that's cool. Whatever. He hasn't done anything wrong. He seems to be responding well. And I do not put up with people questioning who I do and do not let into the cult. You don't like it? Fuck off!
I know that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I can't believe you actually let him in.
It seems like an okay guy to me. He fucking writes. He fucks up. I'll kick his ass out. The door swings both ways. That's how that shit works. Ask Demon Scene how much shit I take. Thanks for calling. You know, I mean, that's pretty much how that works. If anybody fucks up in cult, be like, yeah, I snuck into cult. Now I'm going to fuck around. Boot! What happened? All my power went out, and I'm alone in the dark. It's you're much more smarter if you're going to fuck around in cult.
Did you just say much more smarter?
Much more smarter. S-M-A-R-T. E-R-D with a silent Q. It's much more smarter if you want to be... If you don't want to be owns the, then you must not get hackord and try to fuck us with the cult, because cult owns bad boy bastages, okay? That's how that shit works. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on. That's how that shit works. People are asking me about that. They're like, man, you let this guy in. Man, you let that guy in. Motherfucker, okay? You don't have to be friends with everybody. I've covered this shit before.
No,
you don't like him? Great. Don't fucking infight about it.
You don't even have to like Sean.
You don't even have to like me. If you like what cult stands for, you think I'm an ass, that's great. Cult isn't my own private fan club. I sometimes think it is. But it's not, okay?
You can get signed autograph pictures if you want.
Sean Kennedy, he's a dink. What a fucking asshole. I believe him.
We're now packaging his feces for $9.99.
Yes. genuine shit of our Lord right here. You know, and it's not on, you know? You got to... It's okay. As long as people are fighting for freedom and freedom of speech, then that's okay in my books. And if people got a problem with that, then fuck you. And the door does swing both ways, man. If people are screwing around, harassing other people, and doing shit that's just not on, fuck, you're done. Boot! See ya! Whatever! Your ass will land somewhere in back in time, man. Fuck you. I've got no time for it. And, you know, you don't believe me? Try me! See what happens! I guarantee you won't even make a... I don't think you got the bup. You know, that's how that... Anybody else want a limp? You know, and it's bullshit. Okay, I don't give a fuck. In any case, moving right along. That's how that shit works.
Do we have a Tales from the Street?
No, we have a.
Okay, we'll do Tales from the Street first, then Gross Hospital.
Actually, I was going to mention my Loser Cruisers story for the week.
Okay. Yep. Go for it.
My Loser Cruisers story for the week. In case I haven't mentioned, I have been spending a lot of time on the bus. It takes me 2 hours.
How long?
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours to get to work each and get home from work. Each way, 2 hour fucking transit time. And I get on the SkyTrain, and this woman gets on. And I'm going to be kind when I say she was, and I'm not making this up, the fattest woman I've ever seen. She had to turn sideways to get in the doors of the SkyTrain.
Those are wide.
I do not have narrow doors, people.
It's a double door.
Double door. She had to turn sideways to get in.
You could park a Miata in a
second. She's in the SkyTrain because she can't legally drive.
The doors into the SkyTrain are wider than the aisles in the SkyTrain.
Yes.
She just stood in that little center area, I guess.
She gets in, and she looks around, and she sees me, and she goes, "Hi!" And I'm like, "Who the fuck is this?"
So you hit on one of the end of the narrow aisles, right?
Like, oh my god, I hope she doesn't stand down by the end, otherwise the whole train will lift up and I'll slide into her. Ah!
Chuck spitballs at her.
Starts waddling towards me.
Quickly, I will hide behind the narrow doorway.
You've seen aliens, right? You saw they can walk on the ceiling?
No, I'm not.
But don't worry, Jack. It was right at that point that Godzilla walked down the way.
When Jeff came for me, it waddled at 5 miles per hour.
So she comes towards me, and she's like, "Hi, how you been?" And I'm like, "I'm fine. How are you?"
Who the fuck are you doing me?
And she's like, "Oh, I've been great. How are things?" And I'm like, "Fine." And she's going on, and she's telling me, she's saying, "It's been so long since I've seen you." And I'm like going, "Who the hell is she?
Lady, if I ever saw you before, I remember."
I'm trying to picture her skinny, thinking maybe she put on 1,000 pounds since the last time I saw her.
Yeah, that was right when you got locked in the box and fell and ho-hos. How did that turn out?
It is at this time that
was
poor
Uncle Dak, wasn't it, Dak?
Poor Uncle Dak felt like that little tiny toad in the punch bowl for Jabba the Hutt. He's like, "Don't eat me! Oh, my God!"
Baxter!
Oh, it's amazing. I haven't seen you since SeaWorld!
I'm like,
Hey, why didn't you come
by walrus?
So she's going on, and finally I'm like,
who the fuck are you?
I'm sorry. She's like, I really can't remember who you are. Oh, I'm hurt. And I remember you. And he was, our mutual friend was talking about you just the other day. And
our
I'm
mutual
like,
friend.
Our mutual friend? Who? And she's going, oh, come on, you know. I'm like, I'm sorry, I feel really dumb, but I can't remember who you are. She's going, our mutual friend, Jesus. And I'm like, going, oh, God. I'm like,
mutual friend, Jesus?
Yes.
Have you seen him? You ate him, didn't you? Spit out Jesus, I swear to God.
You've been Jesus across the country.
This skinny little bastard, he can't have been that filling anyway.
Jesus and a fat woman, do not mix.
Oh, my God, it's like Jesus, doc, are you in there? Hang ten, buddy, we'll get you out.
You didn't get her number to invite her here to the show?
Are you kidding? She couldn't get in the SkyTrain. Yeah, that's what we need. We got 200 people in this fucking room, Sin. We definitely we'll put her out on the balcony.
We'll have to take off that rail again.
Structural problems with your building already.
That's right. That'll be bad. Yeah, we can have her at the window like fucking Rusty the Giraffe. All right, Rusty. We got our pet hut who leads through the window. Absolutely. Keep the ho-hos away. What are you, insane? The bridge is over there. Jesus
Not to
Christ.
Mention, the bigger they are, the
Holy
more
she got the pain. Oh, my God. We're so fucked. She's going out. She's drinking all the time. There goes the dog. She's eating the cans. She ate the fridge. She's been working on the balcony.
Can you imagine how much heat a 1,200-pound Jesus freak puts out in the course of 3 hours of what the hell?
I want to see foaming at the mouth and tongues. I just want to see some of that Quaker good shit. Whoa, I bet that jiggle action is just be like, Bill Cosby would have a rod for 3 hours with that jello jiggler. I'm here to tell you, be like, oh, just wiggle, wiggle, you know? Oh.
No, stop, no more.
Seriously, quick.
I can never blink again.
Can I get a 600 nitro here, please? You know, it'd be like that. Oh, burp evil thing. Just, God.
On the upside, Japan started wailing again.
Oh, my God.
So that was my ride home, and I'm like going.
Whoa, wait, that was your ride home?
That was my ride. I'm like, I had to, for the whole ride, I had to have this woman listen to this woman babble on about Jesus. I'm like, I really don't care.
Our mutual friend, Jesus. And you're like, I don't know Jesus.
I haven't met him.
Jesus, he's a soccer player guy. Oh, yeah, he helps me a lot. Yeah, he looks like he's done a great job. Absolutely. Tell you what, if he's helped you, get the fuck away from
the
me.
The question I want to know is, when people go insane, why is it always about religion? Why do you never have people going, like, insane about mathematics? You know, it's like,
I know, it happens.
The prime numbers are lies. There are no prime numbers, you know, or like, or a housewife, you know, and the kitchen sink said I was its favorite person. You know, why the fuck does that never happen?
No, that does happen. Thing. It's just you're only hearing the religious part. They talk about that stuff, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't
tell me
know
this.
Because the
ones that have found insanity in ways that don't relate to Jesus are not going around trying to proselytize. I want to tell you about the kitchen sink, man. The kitchen sink is your best friend. You have to accept the kitchen sink. No,
I actually listened to that.
I
feel like, she might have a fucking point. I've taken my kitchen sink for granted for so long.
I've never stood there.
The kitchen sink's done more for me than Jesus has. Really?
If you go crazy about mathematics, they lock your ass up right away. Yeah. You go crazy about Jesus, well, they have so much trouble telling you apart from the rest of them.
if you go crazy for mathematics, they might end up locking you up for the NSA. That's
no. No, they don't lock you up. And people who don't think people go crazy for math, fuck you. I have one word. I'm
afraid
of that.
You go crazy for math, they give you tenure.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, math crazy people. Everyone who's gone to university, even the sound of my voice, will understand what I say when I say math hair.
Oh, yeah.
People with math hair, you know people with math hair. Einstein has math hair. Math hair begins and goes fucking boom. They put like an explosion in your brain. You're sitting there, you're working on prime numbers, you've got that Marty McFly slick down shit happening, and all of a sudden it just goes poof. And then you're like, puh.
You know,
and you go into the bathroom with the drill, the slam. You come up, you're like, I can see the imaginary number swimming with the dolphins! And you're like, holy pie! Holy pie! Get the fuck away from me! No, man, this is great! I see it all. I mean, this is the whole... Everything's fractal! Okay, you're scaring me. You're scaring me, Clarence. No, really, man. It's fractals. It's patterns and numbers inside of patterns. Okay, man, you're growing a beard as I'm watching here. The beard is sprouting, and you're looking like Grizzly Adams and Einstein mixed with some kind of dreadlock guy. No, man, it's so clear. It's so clear. Math hair.
Math Hair, only you can stop Math Hair.
Okay. Math Crazy guys are great. I love them because they sit there and they know that nothing that's happening in the world is any more interesting than what's going on inside their head, and they leave everybody else alone.
Yeah, Math Hair.
Math Hair.
They're readily identified, just like the psycho Christians with that glazed over, shrink wrapped sort of consciousness they have, where they're like, oh, and you meet them and they're like, hi. And they, you'll notice how you can tell their eyes don't move. Their head moves, their eyes stay forward.
You know what the really
they look at people like this.
Do you know what the really scary part
how
is?
Are you?
You know what the really scary part is? That was her. Yeah. I am not making that up. You fucking picked that on
both teeth. I'm a master at picking out psycho people.
They're like owls.
You just what you eat your cat? You eat your cat? You went off to Jesus. You just gotta make a little track pass through your rectal track first. After that, it's flush the toilet straight to Jesus. Give me a fucking break.
Girl on the left,
electric circus for Jesus.
Girl on the left hit it on the head. Owls, and we're all field mice to them.
Yes.
They're like, I know the truth, do you now? No, I do. You know what? I know the truth. The truth is, I got three snipers who are trained on me at all times. And all it needs is one hand gesture, and you explode. Yes, even you, lardass. So tell you what, why don't you go find some tuna, eat them, and leave me alone and take your walrus-swollen fingers. I'm sorry, your fingers are too fat to dial this phone. Like,
for specialty
oh
dialing
my God,
line, please mash the pad.
Oh, please mash the entire pad. You with the fucking large finger, just pick a floor. Seriously, you will go
dial with your tongue if you need to.
You're going on the ground floor. You're not coming out until you weigh 200 pounds. Stop eating. You won't die. You'll be fine. Somebody feed these fucking people water. It's disgusting. I have a glandular problem. Yeah, I got a glandular problem. You ate too fucking many glands. That's your problem. Glandular problem. My ass. Yeah, the jelly donut fucking gland.
Switch to midgets for a week. See what happens.
Seriously, man. Cut down on the meat flux. Leave the rainforests alone. Jesus Christ, I'd like 5 hamburgers, 4 large orders of fries, 3 milkshakes, and a diet soda.
Oh, yeah. I see you've cut back.
I see you've got that diet soda going on. Absolutely. I don't have a problem with fat people. I have a problem with disgustingly fat people. Everybody has a problem with disgustingly fat people. Yes. You can't make fun of me. Look, I'm overweight. There are people in the room who are overweight. Everybody's overweight, okay? It happens. I'm talking about the disgusting, sweaty, 9 million pounds needed crying to get out of your living room. Fat people.
People have been rescued from their house by knocking the wall down.
You know, like,
shut
it. That's happen?
Just so they can head to 7-Eleven.
I mean, like, I'm out of ho-hos.
It's 30 grams of fat per donut. That's how that happened.
Come on.
That's
come
not
on.
A lie.
The 30 grams of fat per donut.
Whoa.
That's a lot of fat. Fat cops. I don't get it.
I'm serious. You should have seen this fucking woman. She had bow guns that would have done the Bismarck proud. Okay, I'm serious.
Oh. Wow. Hey, you know what? You've got different bacteria living in the folds of your flesh. That's disgusting.
I remember that story.
Okay, so speaking of which, and clearing landmines in the rainforest, moving right along, this brings us to Project 2517. A lot of people who have been listening to Last Brainwashing are aware of Project 2517. Project 2517, I believe, is happening next weekend. When is that happening?
First, second, third.
First, second, third. What's the date on? What's the days of those?
September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
That's in 2 weeks.
Oh, it's
Friday in 2 weeks.
Friday in 2 weeks, though, so there'll be another brainwashing before that comes out. For everyone who is not listening, does not know what we're talking about.
There's a URL.
Project, that one there is circulated in the RC. That's not said. That's something that's a little bit different.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
The URL is there. Now I'm gonna be really careful with this. No one can make blatant reference to this on the cult page or everywhere. Everyone knows how Project 2517 is gonna work. For people who aren't aware of Project 2517,
what is Project 2517?
There is two websites. One is called therainforestsite.com. The other one is called clearlandmines.com. Every time you click on a banner ad in one of these sites, at the landmine site, it clears 9 centimeters by 9 centimeters of land from landmines in whatever country you choose. And the rainforest site clears 2.5 feet by 2.5 feet. Doesn't clear it. It saves it.
Clears
Wait,
the rainforest.
Oh, my God. We got it confused. We just wiped out all of fucking South America. God damn it. Small oversight there, guys. Sorry.
No, but the trees are evil.
They're working in different countries.
You think that's
right?
Bad. Look what's happening in Yugoslavia right now.
Yeah, we're clearing landmines in rainforests. Wait, that doesn't work. No, we're going to. It saves a 2.5 by 2.5 foot area of rainforest. Now, how that works is when you click there, you're only allowed one vote per day. And the way this has to happen is because they do an IP log to register your IP. Okay. Now that's one way. That's one way of doing it. Now we are not going to break the law in any way, and that's why people who may or may not have proxy sites and things of that way, we are not endorsing that.
No, we're not.
Because then all of those 3 days will be eliminated. This is why this.
Don't want that.
This is why it's a black ops. If it comes into question that this has happened on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, if that comes into question, they will just omit all 3 days' donations and all of our work will be for nothing. It's very, very important that you guard your information about how you're planning to spread the word about these pages.
As per usual, if you or any of your team are captured, we will disavow all knowledge of your actions.
This is a black ops to save
the
environment, essentially. Well, the rainforest is
either the environment or children.
Yeah, and preferably both over those 2 days. And 2517, I've had email from people who the best way to do this is to just talk. Is just to talk to people, you know.
Let's talk straight to your kids.
Save landlines for the homeless.
I got an idea. Why don't we move the land? I got an idea. Why don't we move? I got an idea. Why don't we move the landmine to the rainforest? That'll stop them from cutting down there.
No, that's not a bad idea.
There you go. That works.
Oh my God.
We just want to buy the landmines.
Yeah.
That's a fabulous idea. No more spiking trees.
Actually,
we're talking seriously proactive here.
No, if I thought about this when I was in the Army. I'm not advocating this, but if I was going to do this and I had the bucks, Colt would go, we would buy about 100 Barrett Model 82 50 caliber rifles. About 100 of them. And then we would buy a few thousand rounds of ammo. Okay? Then we would go into the Amazon and find those crazy motherfuckers who climb on trees and, like, live in war paint, worship frog gods and stuff like that, and teach them how the magical boomstick will keep the white man away from you. You are going to try and track some fucking monkey-killing blow dart guy in the Amazon basin who's sniping you from 4 miles out?
Yes.
Good luck!
You now give him a rifle that can shoot over the horizon.
Isn't it shitty? Isn't it shitty when you use Mac VSOG tactics against major corporations? That was just an idea. We can't do that, of course.
But, be fun, though.
Thank you for listening to the disclaimer.
Yeah. Yes, anyone in the sound of my voice, if you happen to have a couple hundred Barrett Model 82s and speak Hutu,
you know what?
Please head down to the Amazon basin and train the Amazon natives.
Of course, there's a lot more complicated issues than that, because the main problem that people are clearing the rainforest is because that's the only place they can get any land, because like in
because they're farming beef.
99% of the land is owned by like 2% of the people.
Yeah, and they're farming for beef.
Basically, they force people who want to find some place to live to go up to the Amazon and chop shit down.
There are individual people who have more fucking land than most of the states outside of Alaska and Texas.
Yeah.
As their personal property that they're allowed to fence off and not allow anybody to come on.
As far as I'm concerned, all that falls into the details bracket. All I know is the fact that the rainforests are fucking disappearing. The who's and the what's and the why's and the wherefores, I don't give a fuck. All I know is that there's an organization, every time we click on them, they save fucking 2.5 by 2.5 feet. And every single day they're saving like 65,000 acres of land. And there's a counter on the site. So after the first, second, and third, we can see how much good Cult has really done. And, I mean, this can really make a difference. This isn't like a bullshit kind of, you know, fucking save the whales, march, shine up, yell in the air, and wave a sign around kind of a difference. This is a financial commitment difference. You will never hear me calling for a rally for support. That's bullshit. You're going to show up, wave a sign. What the fuck is that going to do? What the fuck is that going to do? No, we're unhappy. Great.
You'll get your ass arrested.
You'll get your ass arrested, and now it's not going to work. So fine. The cops want a peaceful protest? Fucking A.
Protest.
We'll just do direct action. We'll skip the whole we're unhappy part. We'll just send them a little letter. Dear people, we're unhappy. We are now taking direct action. Thank you. That's it. That's all you get. After that, it's direct action from here to the nines. Fuck them. There's enough organizations dedicated to throwing marches, jumping up and down, waving signs, If you looked at the last 3 years, does that work? No. It works to a certain degree. There's enough legal organizations out there. Cult is a militant direct action organization.
Yeah.
Hey, Babs.
Yeah, it is a militant direct action organization. That's what we are. Sorry, started it. That's what it is. And we're dedicated to organizing counterculture and internet subculture. That's what it is. And if anybody doesn't like it, get out now, because that's what we're doing. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, we have safe houses. We have people who are talking with people. It's a scary situation that is evolving. Right now, it's not bad. Right now, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, oh, my God, we must start firebombing. No, that's not direct action. That's terrorism. We got to draw that line there. Direct action is when you can take positive steps that don't hurt anyone that make a social change. That's direct action. Anything other than that, that people go, oh, yeah, we're going to go blow up a building is direct action. No.
Like, we aren't going and killing these pedophiles. We're reporting these fights to the proper authorities, and it gets them shut down.
That's right. Technically, it is
direct action.
Yes. That is correct. Direct action is about doing something that makes a difference directly. We are directly affecting the situation. Break the word down. Direct action. If anybody, okay, and also, I'm the only guy who sanctions direct action and cult. If we get some gargoyle shows up and says, oh, yeah, we're going to do direct action, we're going to go and we're going to fucking, we're going to hack this server and shut it all down and post cult all over it. No. That doesn't work. Because if you start doing that, then you get into that IRA rogue kind of shit.
Not to mention the fact that when you post up a message saying, cult owns you, you're not impressing anybody except yourself. And anybody that does that under the cult banner, I will personally punch them in the face.
Yeah. If you think you're going to act...
I'll help you pay for the airline ticket to wherever it is you need to go.
Oh, no. We have Ronan in every state. Don't worry.
Can I go? Can I just be kind of like the traveling guy who punches people in the face?
Okay, no. In all honesty, what we've got to bear in mind here is that if people participate in a cult action, I'm going to be the one running the buffer. I'm willing to put my name, one person, one guy. One guy is on the line. Okay? That will be me. I am one person. That's it. I am not going to have... Hey, Sean, is there a French terrorist group called...
There is a French terrorist
group. Called Action Direct.
Action Direct.
Oh, really? Well, we're the other guys. We're Direct Action. Sorry. That's that other band. Okay, so... No, we're MDFMK, not KMFDN.
Yeah.
The truth is, you look at the... when you look at the direct action that is going to be happening, it has to be sanctioned by myself. If I'm not sanctioning it... It doesn't happen. And if you go and try to, and you realize it's not a direct action sanction, and you take part of an action like that, not only will I kick your ass out of cult, because I will not allow the collective to go down for some asshole, we'll turn you in. Fuck you, you're on your own. If somebody shuts down a server for cult and puts cult name on it, I will be on the horn to the owners going, hi, I'm the head of cult, I had nothing to do with that, my people will find them and turn them over to you. Thank you. Click.
That's actually how the IRA works.
That is exactly how the IRA works. Sean Kennedy, Sean Darcy, no connection. The truth, and that's absolutely, you do not want to claim a cult action and fucking and say, oh, yeah, Sean K told me to do it. No, I didn't. Somebody find this person. Like, the NSA better find you before we do. Because I issue general orders like, somebody go find him and take care of this. And then you have people like Templar Knight who go and take care of it. Mm. And
my
I don't know anything
favorite,
else.
Personal favorite line, I like to bring 4 shovels because I'm going to wear out the first 3.
Yeah, and we're getting more people like that. I'm getting email from people that are just... really, really fervent, and they realize the amount of direct action that is needed. Let's move right to Tales from the Street.
Yep, we're running out of time here.
Then it turns into something.
Here we go.
Picking up with a squeegee, it's Running Medic's Tales from the Street.
Good evening, everyone. This is Ronan Medic bringing you Tales from the Street once again. Now that I've managed to dig myself out of my shelter after Mr. Kennedy was ranting on a bit, his head exploding, it was quite interesting, actually. I have an interesting little tale that touches back, going all the way back to high school and dealing with people that seem to have this, well, lack of brain power. I don't know how else to describe it. No, that's not quite it, but we'll go with that anyways. This individual
this graduate of Whitney High.
Effectively. This gifted, 16, 15-year-old was working in a shop class. And as would happen, His teacher comes along and says, "Little Johnny, to protect the gentleman's name, where's your project?" "Oh, it's right here. It's just about finished." And this is when he reaches for the project. What the small individual fails to remember is that it's on the lathe. It still is on the lathe.
It's still on the lathe running.
He reaches over and puts his hand on said project. There's a horrible rip, snap, tearing sound, according to the 911 call, and
his arm turned into a sleeping bag.
No, actually, his arm came right off.
Oh yeah!
No.
There's a visual. Spack.
If you look at it from the ceiling, it kind of looks like a butterfly.
His nickname suddenly became Lefty.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, I am actually very serious.
Whoa.
So we arrive, at according to description.
What a fucking job. I'm sorry. Footnote. Fucking pause. How the hell... Like, what did you do today? Oh, I sit in a big white van with a bed. And I wait to get phone calls relayed to me from people who are too stupid to stay alive, usually due to alcohol. Like, oh, I'm going to grab hold of a lathe. And then you have to go there and deal with that trauma. You know? And it's like, wow, you know? And you're not a rap star.
No, actually.
How does that happen?
I can't rhyme to save my life.
Okay. Perfectly straight red line all the way around the room.
I'm like,
hey,
nice.
That's nice. Carry on. Sorry, unpause.
Not a problem. We arrive on scene. There's this kid kind of lying there, kind of pale. Over in the corner there, nicely bundled up, is this full-on arm. Now, literally, it was ripped out right from the socket.
Great.
On top of that, there's chunks of muscles that were literally used to be his pectorals, as well as his trapezius and all the rest of that stuff.
Literally ripped
right from the torn. Half the muscle still attached to the chest. The other half is now with this said severed arm. Blood everywhere. So how did this happen? And then we get the story, and my partner and I kind of look over each other and just kind of shake our head and cart the poor kid off as he's bleeding all over the place.
He's not getting that arm back.
Oh no, the arm was gone. The arm was too permanently badly damaged. So that was our joy as we get to deal with this kid. And literally, I'm sitting there in the back of this kid, and the kid's kind of groggy, kind of pale, and it's like, how are you? I'm good. Can you feel anything? Not a thing. Why did you reach for the lathe? But my teachers wanted to see my project, so you couldn't turn off the lathe, eh?
Oh, that's cool!
This kid has just lost an arm, and you're critiquing?
I think that the losing the arm punishment is quite just. Maybe more so.
You don't have to rub it in.
That's like saying a kid who just cut his arm off with a chainsaw, and then basically his father going, but he has to be punished. He has to learn a lesson.
That's what
I'm renowned for my coldness and the coldness of my comments, and even I wouldn't heckle someone who just lost an arm.
Thank you for pointing out my mistake. I didn't notice. Oh, wait. Maybe I will later.
The next words out of my mouth would be, do you have a phone? I'd like to call some people and have them meet us at the hospital. Hi, guys. There's a guy in the ambulance who thinks it's funny I ripped my arm off. Can we please explain to him why it's not a good idea and it's not funny to make fun of people in the back of the ambulance?
How exactly would you dial a cell phone?
Oh! With one hand! No, in all honesty,
it was one of the... I was having a bit of a rough week, unfortunately.
So you took it on a stick.
The kid's stupidity literally put me over the edge.
This reminds me of another story. The same kind of coldness factor. That is the same kind of coldness as a guy. Out of Park Hills Park, very, very local park, there is cars that line up because people play ball and there's not adequate parking. Oh, imagine that. And there's cars lined up along the road. Now, a guy's driving along the road. There's a child playing. The mother is sitting out on a blanket. The child is playing. Now, a guy is driving along in a truck. Okay? Child runs out from between the two cars. The guy's going slow enough that he just hits the kid. Just goes, bump. Yeah. Kid travels about 7 feet, bangs his head on the ground. He's bleeding. There's a lot of blood. Blood's all over the road. Okay? There happens to be a fire truck and an ambulance on site because it was a function. Okay? The kid, right, it's just like, oh, bang, right, sounds really bad, okay?
Just completely covered. The guy's whole head from the top
down to about his chest is nothing but one giant clot.
Ugh.
What had happened was he got into an argument with his girlfriend at the bar and decided to walk home. So he decided to walk home over the railroad tracks because, hey, they go right by his house. So he gets on the railroad tracks and is so drunk, he doesn't see the train coming up behind him.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Trains are not like dun,
I've got a
dun,
really long
dun,
shadow
dun,
ahead of me.
Dun.
It's a kettle of strings.
They don't
kick
just,
in here.
They don't just,
I've never
they
seen
don't
a,
just sneak up on you.
I've never seen a, I've never seen a train stealth, you know, just like.
It doesn't happen.
It's like being surprised.
You glance over your shoulder and all of a sudden,
it's like being in Tokyo and being surprised when Godzilla sneaks up behind you.
It's like, you know, hide and seek with Godzilla, you know, it's bad.
So, his head is got one large. Now, what had happened was he had got actually clipped by the train, spun off.
Yeah,
went
half a mile.
Down the embankment. Now he's got a split in his head, and now the wound is being driven into the ground as he's sliding down the embankment. So all the bark mulch and rocks and everything is now getting impacted
head
into
bugs.
The wound.
Bugs.
So it apparently what it was the driver of the train said, "You want to send a police car and a scraper down to the just around
wet
this
clean up aisle five
around
wet clean up aisle five
around this around this this street because I just ran somebody over with the train." And now this has happened. We have people commit suicide all the time by standing in front of trains.
That's really ignorant.
So
why don't you stay?
It affects more than you.
Yes, it does.
You know? Go hang yourself.
But guarantee you, normally it works. When you do stand in front of a train, normally it works. But
this guy,
it didn't. So they bring him in. He's got about a 4-inch cut on the top of his head. And I have to hold him down because he doesn't want to be treated. So the doctor gives him some lidocaine, which is these are like numbing agents, something like what you get for your teeth when you go in to be drilled. They just
stuff's great.
This stuff just causes no pain, no sensation around the area of the wound.
Nerves bad.
And now the doctor is beginning to clean out the wound. And what she does is she takes a syringe. This is a really large, like a needle, but without the point. And it just squirts water into the wound to irrigate it out so that we clean it out. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen the underside of a human scalp, but it's not smooth. It's all bumpy and ridgy, and it's got all these little weird crevices, which are just perfect for collecting the blood and the dirt and everything else. Now, the doctor is, like, syringing and irrigating the wound for a half an hour, and we're still pulling stuff out of it. And finally...
Like his childhood memories or what?
No, it hasn't split the skull. We're just talking...
Oh, his scalp.
His scalp.
Oh,
I can actually see on his skull, he was hit so hard, there is a scratch across the top of the bone.
That's going to sting. That'll leave a mark.
She's irrigating out the wound, and this is the part where it actually turned my stomach. She takes her finger. I'd like you all to take your index finger at home. I'd like you to hook it. I'd like you to imagine circling around, pulling out a huge clot of blood, and then going splat into the bucket.
Nurses are hard.
That wasn't the nurse. That was the doctor.
Yeah. Doctors are hard. That's just like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Suddenly cleaning the toilet doesn't seem so bad, does it?
No. So she looks over at me. I'm fine. My partner, Trevor, is like now holding on to the legs.
Going a bucket.
Going green. And like, just like. And she's like, "Are you going to be okay?" And Trevor's like, "Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine."
Trevor was a good guy. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. Trevor was one of my best friends at work, period. And he was a great guy, and unfortunately, he bought the farm.
Because of the AIDS crisis. He got a bad infusion of blood, and he died from this terrible disease.
So,
which we probably have the cure for, but the government is not giving us. So we've lost a good friend of ours. Due to AIDS.
Little guy, 5'6", he did not care who or what was up.
2 tons of fight. 140 pounds of terrier. Right there, that's what he was. He was like, "Hey, it's Godzilla." Oh yeah, he was a machine, that guy.
Yep.
Good shit.
Anyhow, that's it. That's it for part one of why children shouldn't stand in front of trains. Mm-hmm. Next week we hear part two
of why
children shouldn't stand in front of trains.
It's a two-parter.
continued next week.
Tune in next time.
Tune in next week for more fucking rating bullshit. Alrighty.
Time to open the phone lines.
Time to open
see
the phone
what
lines.
People have to say.
Sure.
About the
oh,
show.
Actually, before we do,
okay.
Before we do, there's something I have got to say.
Okay.
Last week, we went off on a tirade here, and I was giving some thought about this. We were making some jokes, and in the jokes, we made some racial slurs. And I made a couple racial slurs as well.
We all did. We
No. Yeah, it's true. But I was thinking
I
about
didn't.
This. Yeah, Drexel didn't. He's all holy. All kneel before Drexel.
I didn't.
And neither did
you.
Regardless, okay, fine. I was the guy who made all the racial slurs, whatever. And I was thinking about it because it was all a gag. It was all a good fun. None of it was personal. But then I thought about it later, and I thought that, you know what, that kind of shit, and why is that funny? Why is the term, you know, nigger funny? Why is that a funny thing now? And it's kind of accepted to be general humor, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It's a very negative term. And we make a lot of jokes. We make a lot of, you know, I'm constantly doing the German thing and making jokes about Nazis and shit like that because it is important that we remember that kind of a thing, and sometimes poking fun at it is okay. But what I was doing last week in there, that was uncalled for. It was stupid, and I'm sorry. And it won't happen again. And as a matter of fact, because of that, me and Sam have, we've kind of laid a law down that because, I mean, we're all new at this shit. You know, I'm not fucking holy. I'm not really a reincarnated god. So what we have to do...
You're not? No. You were lying to me?
God damn it! No, but in all honesty, so this is me saying, yeah, I fucked up. Is not going to be a bastion for that, and we're not going to be a soapbox for preaching any kind of hatred, be it gay hatred. And we're not. I think we should lay off the whole helmet head thing too, because I think those guys got enough bad things going against them anyway. The kids at Whitney High, you know. I mean, fuck guys, yeah, it's kind of funny, but we got to think about it. What about these poor fucking people, you know? And Rant Radio is getting big enough now. I mean, shit, we're going to be in Spin Magazine in November.
Yep.
You know, and we're going to become a real bastion. And a representative of some very serious organizations. So if we're going to do this, we better do it right, or we're fucked.
Yep.
So that's all I got to say about that. Let's crank open the phone lines.
Okay. Phone lines, here's the...
Welcome. 1-877-729-7268.
Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RANT or 1-877-729-7268 so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
All right, the phone lines are open. 1-877-SAY-RANT. And I'll put
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. You know, zero. Server lag contact.
Yes. Yeah, it's like 20 second server lag or something like that. I don't know.
Oh. So anyway.
It's 20 seconds total.
Let me know what you guys think in the IRC if you think I'm out of line by what I'm saying there. But
or anything we talked about.
Yeah, everything I said there. I'm sorry. Won't happen again. Let me know what you think in the IRC.
Something's wrong tonight.
What's wrong tonight?
We haven't heard from Zombie yet.
Uh-oh.
That's true.
Where's the zombie?
Is he on the channel?
Nope.
I'm sorry, I have a call.
He's not there. Maybe this is him.
Ask and you shall receive.
Hi, on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Josh Kay.
Hey, Josh Kay. How you doing?
I'm a little messed up here because my Winamp is behind the phone. It's confusing me. Hold on. Let me turn the volume down.
Your Winamp is behind the phone.
Yeah, the internet lag kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's 20 seconds delay. It does mess you up a little bit. Listen to the phone, not your computer. So what are you phoning up about? Do you have anything to say about what Sean said, or?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. For the last few months, I think I've been seeing this thing about the Four Kings of Comedies of several black comedians.
Yeah.
Every one of their jokes that they show in the promo, the commercial, is along the format of, well, you know, white people are like this, and black people, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and be it right, be it wrong, Okay, there's a lot of, you can get into that whole thing where it's okay for one black person to call another black person nigger, and it's okay for that shit to happen. Is it okay for them to make fun of white people and the whole reverse racism comment? I'm not going to sit here and be a political bastion for political speak. Okay?
It just doesn't happen on rant radio.
No, that shit's down, and everybody knows what I'm talking. I know what you're saying, though. I do, and you got a very valid point, man.
Yeah.
Huge valid, like fucking absolutely. But
golden shovel of the gods valid.
All we need to do is have somebody go, yeah, they're preaching white hatred, and we're fucked. And all it would take is for one organization not to like us, and they'll paint that, throw some money behind it, and we're screwed.
It's not that. It's just I think it's absolutely hilarious. All the people fought against racism, and that every time I watch HBO or Comedy Central and there's a black comedian, it seems like that's all I ever see in their repertoire of jokes. And
it is rather humiliating, isn't it? Isn't it?
I have something to say about that in a minute.
Okay, cool. Okay. Would you have anything else you wanted to add, buddy?
Pardon?
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to call and say hi because you know, week's been really good. I just got my first job. We got our cable modem.
Right on. What's your job?
I'm a customer sales associate / tech at Office Depot. Basically, I walk around and answer questions for people.
Well, that's cool. Hey, fuck, you're not drawing off welfare. Attaboy. All right, man, so say what the hell.
What the hell, and can you say, aw, Muffin, and hang up?
Aw, Muffin!
Wow, long-time listener.
Wow.
I haven't done that in a long time.
I have a friend of mine who I work with. His name is Alan. Alan is...
Let's turn this off for a second.
Okay, hang on.
Alan is a black man, or whatever, Afro-Canadian, whatever current political correct term you want to use.
Yep.
And we got into a discussion that I've been wondering about for some time, and it's what I call the death of black intellectualism. Now, there was a time when the most admired individuals in the black community were people that were well-spoken, well-literate, well-educated, well-brought up. And I'm asking, why does it seem like the black community is turning against individuals like that, referring to them as Uncle Toms? And he said from his point of view that he does not agree with that, but it is perceived in the black community not as being a step towards integration, but being a step towards assimilation. And it's like, how on earth do you fight against that mentality? How on earth do you advance the cause for a minority if they now believe that by speaking well, by moving in a society, in our society, intellectually, they're perceived by their own community as being a sellout?
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's
now,
fucked up.
Now, like I said, I know we can't go anywhere from this, but how the hell do you basically move from there? Look at it. Colin Powell is considered the most respected black man in American politics right now, even though he's technically not in American politics. Yet, his popularity rating among blacks is non-existent because he's perceived as being an Uncle Tom.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
How do you move on that? How does a minority advance any way or step and form in their cause?
Okay, well, it's actually on Television Drug of a Nation, on the album that Television Drug of a Nation was on with the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy. The album was called "Hypocrisy is the Greatest Luxury." There is a song where he talks about how the flavor of the month in the black culture, where it's very profitable for corporations to market things to angry people. It's very profitable. Very, very profitable. Where you sit there and you're like, yeah, we're going to sell all of our apartheid shit to the Africans this month. You know, bitch this, bitch that is the flavor of the month. You know, thugs is flavor of the month. You know, you got gold chains is the flavor of the month. And they are telling this culture, who are so angry, how to rebel, and they're making money on it.
So if we have any black listeners that are actually...
Fuck, it doesn't matter.
No, I'm just wondering what... Because I'd like another opinion. Like I said, I've had this from one guy. I'd like to see what somebody else has to say.
Absolutely.
So if there's anybody else has any other thing, I'd like to see what somebody else has a stand to say on this.
All right. Phone lines are back open. Whoever called, please call back. Phone's ringing.
Hi, Iron Rant Radio. Who's this?
What's up?
How you doing? Who's this?
My name is Jonathan from Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Canada.
Are you seriously?
Woohoo! Yeah. Caller from Newfoundland.
What time is it there, bud?
What?
What time is it right there?
What?
Oh my God, it's Lieutenant Major Zombie. He's
what time is he down there, Dave Boy?
It's like 12:15.
It's actually 1:28 here.
1:28, okay.
Are you actually calling from Newfoundland?
Yep.
Really? So, are you a first time listener to Rant Radio, or how long have you been listening to Rant Radio?
I am here. I'm actually broadcasting your show on my radio show.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. So, what do you think of what we're talking about here on Rant Radio?
I think it's very interesting, actually. You're talking about racism.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think racism was actually made up by, back in the old days, they used to judge black people from their color. Like, back in the 1960s, a police officer was not allowed to be black.
Yep. Okay, you're coming across as kind of a wacko person. Say what the hell.
What?
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay.
I know I can hear
he was from Newfoundland, that's for sure.
I don't know if I was entirely certain, but it sounded like his accent was breaking and losing there a couple of times.
Yeah, it sounded like, I don't know, like, I'm not buying that whole Newfoundland thing. So that's okay, though. We appreciate the call.
It was 1:28. Look at your watches, people. That's not a half-hour differential.
It's almost.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck? New caller.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Doc.
Doc.
Hi, Doc. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm over at Keckler's right now.
Are you? Right on. You know what? You're not in the roster.
What's that?
You're not in the cult roster for some reason. I think you got lost somewhere along the way when we switched codes. That we lost a few members way, way back when. So I got to put you back in the roster, man.
Okay.
And if you could send me your email, your ICQ number, a paragraph blurb about yourself, and your online... What's that?
Call it Doc.
Oh, Doc. Sorry, I thought you said Doc. Sorry, man. Sorry, man. So what's going on?
Oh, not much. Me, Raz, Bazzer, and Kexler are over here.
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
Oh, it's going good.
So what do you think of the show tonight?
It's good.
Do you have any opinions?
Do you have any opinions of stuff you want to say?
Well, I'm just calling to talk about the cult stories that me and Raz are writing.
Right on!
The cult stories that what?
Me and Raz are writing.
Oh, yeah, what about them?
Yeah, well, we just wanted to remind people to send us letters about what they think we should include in them.
Oh, that's right, the short stories that you guys are writing. Okay, I'll give a bit of a touch on that. Say what the hell, bud.
What the hell? Hey.
What?
Raz wants to talk.
Okay.
One second.
Are you guys hammered? You guys sound totally.
Are you guys
hammered.
All fucked up over there?
Huh?
Are you guys drunk?
Oh, I am.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that explains it.
Nailed it. One. Let's talk to Raz.
I'm like, this is Raz. I smoked a whole bunch of resin out of my bowl and then I got drunk and I'm like the only one.
Oh, okay, that's
like,
good then.
Well, I'm really fucked up right now.
Oh, okay.
So you're sounding a bit better than the other guy.
No, he's got that. I'm going to speak really fast and kind of slur my words, kind of stone happening. What did you want to say, Budge?
Well, I've been trying to send in a rant.
Uh-huh.
Send this to him. Through an email.
Uh-huh.
So he should have it.
Okay.
But I was wondering if you guys would play it.
Okay, we will.
Well, the thing is, I'm not sure you guys will like it, though.
Okay, well, if we don't like it, we won't play it.
And we'll stop it in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks much. Say what the hell.
All right. What the hell?
Right on.
All right. Stone I won't people, do that this week, but...
Stone people on what the hell.
Hey, listen. Stone or drunk. Hey, remember, there was a time when our biggest listener...
fan base was like drunk females. Drunk females. About 14 to 16.
Oh, yes. We're still trying to reach that demographic, by the way.
It's our target demographic, whatever, drunk teenagers.
Whatever gets drunk females, young, drunk, nubile females.
Oh, hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Yes, my name is Tony.
Hey, Tony. How's it going tonight, Tony?
Oh, great. I'm making pizza.
All right. That's great.
I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
How do you get lots of listeners?
We get lots of listeners by being really good. And people like us.
Can you give me tips? I'm a black man.
Oh,
That's a big no.
That's a big goodbye.
I got a big tip. If you want to get a lot of listeners, here's
don't
the plan.
Be such a dweeb.
Don't be a fucking racial prick, and don't try to promote racial stereotypes. Don't make racial jokes.
Keep and remember, We have your phone number.
And remember, if you phone in and you fuck with us at all, we've got your number, and we've got people who live near you. The magic fucking line.
Don't try turning off call alert or call display first, because that shit doesn't work either.
Yeah. It's a 1-800 number. It is almighty, all-powerful.
It's really shitty when you've got freakers.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Zebulon.
Hey,
Zebulon.
Hey. I liked your rant, man. I thought that was cool.
It was. It did kick ass.
Very, very cool. How's that Gargoyle Watch doing?
I'm not one running that. I'm not sure who's running that. I'd like to know who's running that.
Oh, nobody's running it. No, everyone's running it.
No, that's correct. Gargoyle Watch.
The machines are running it by themselves.
I got confused there. You were the guy who was... Did the rant. Sorry about that. I got a little bit messed up.
That's all right.
Yeah, the guys running that is actually Soylent... I believe it's Soylent Zero, Integrity, and Simplex are the guys running the Gargoyle Watch. That's also, I believe... up in the project site. If it's not, please somebody send me a synopsis on it, and I'll get it up there. But, yeah, I really liked your rant, man. I thought it made a lot of sense.
Somebody's downstairs. 1 second. Hi, you're at the door. Who's this?
Hey, the chicken!
Woo! Sorry about
chicken.
That.
Chicken.
Oh, all right, chicken. So are you still there?
Watch.
Are you still there?
What exactly is Gargoyle Watch?
Gargoyle Watch is an anti-porn action, anti-child porn that they're running where...
We like regular porn.
We like regular porn with, you know, all the good people. It's just when you're doing that
Ron Jeremy is my God.
Where you have, like, the Lolita sex shit, where you have, like, prepubescent, like, 13, 14-year-old kids and rape files and just horrible, horrible, sick, twisted,
bad
illegal
stuff.
Shit. That's bad. And so we stopped that. And, that's about as specific as I want to get. Child porn bad, we stop it. That's what Gargoyle Watch is all about.
That's fucking cool. That's what I'm about.
That's fucking...
All right with me.
It's very, very sweet. If you want more information, definitely check it out. You'll see some very cool stuff.
All right.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Excellent. Good call.
We have...
The chicken is back.
Are you willing to show?
You bare your chest.
Your mark. We've already discussed it.
Oh, this is sexy.
I think Fork, hang on. Don't call.
Off the phone.
Don't call. Where is it?
It's off. It's okay.
The phone is off.
Okay,
hold on.
For a few moments. Who's ever on the webcam now, get ready to distribute the image of the first ever cult tattoo.
Oh, it is sexy.
Wow.
Oh, look at the muscles. Look at the pecs. Oh.
Okay.
This is all for you.
So Prophet Fork gets, and Zero Star, who helped Fork. So Prophet Fork and Zero Star have, okay, turn and display to the rest of the studio.
Oh.
Live.
That's fucking mighty.
That is very, very mighty. I think it looks fucking cool.
Awesome. Good rendition.
We need
somebody to basically get up there and lick on it to make sure that it's actually real.
Hey,
it's
an iron-on.
Not an iron-on. No henna going on here.
Iron-on? It's an iron-on tattoo. No, it's a legit tattoo. That's no shit. It's amazing that he did it. I can't believe he did it, and he put it on his fucking heart.
Yep.
Which is,
so how hard?
So what hard. Did what did the guys say when in your unit when you did that?
They thought I was fucked. Half of them didn't notice. Where I'm like, you fucking idiot! It's a crosshair. Obviously, it looks like a Rorschach test of the block, you know, crosshair, but it's a fucking crosshair. And I gotta say, actually, the significance of it, I explained this to you earlier,
this
it actually
cool.
means a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of different meanings. It's not just...
It's already up in the IRC.
It's already in the IRC. Look at that. Boom! Let's see what the photo looks like as it broadcasts to the web real time. And yes, that will be going on the web.
Oh, yeah! Look at that. You can even see his nipple.
Can we actually, anybody who's out there listening, can somebody take that picture right now and post it to the Media Submission Wizard on thecult.org?
I am very sure that Ronan Templar Knight and Ronan Sariot will be very fast friends. Ronan Templar Knight. I have known Ronan Sariot for a long time. The two of you will get along swimmingly.
Good attitudes. Same wavelength, huh?
Very extreme direct action Deckers and the Ronan are kind of allying now. They're getting to be buddies, and they hang out and stuff.
The chicken is the only man who ever pulled steel on me and lived.
So let's...
Do not copy-paste.
I totally fucking soap-fuck the dealer in...
Kingston.
Okay, oh! We'll get to that in a sec. We got a call.
Hi, who's at the door? Who's that? Aaron again?
Aaron, that's okay. Her ride.
You guys?
Oh, right. Okay, right. That Aaron. We have, like, three Aarons now.
Aaron, okay.
Aaron.
If you guys are going to talk him to the other
in the other room.
New rules.
Unless you're going to do it on the air.
So that's what we got to do. So why don't, what's that?
Give me a mic.
There you go. There's a mic.
So
tell us.
Tell us, Ronan Sarian, what has been happening?
Who? It's the chicken. Oh, this
sorry,
is not Ronan Sarian. This is the
chicken.
Back. He's just not here.
Oh, sorry.
He was with
Ronan Sarian. Gone. He's gone now.
That's right.
So tell us, chicken, about your week.
About my week?
About
you want, like, 4 months of summer camp in the Army.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. You've got 10 minutes.
Nice summary.
I can sum it up in one word. Cock.
Large rocket assistant.
Okay, I got, like I was just telling Darcy here and a couple other you guys who
the
have...
The phone lines are closed, don't bother calling.
Okay, I have had the hardest basic training course in 8 years I was on. Yeah, sweet. Okay, I had the hardest my trades course in 5 years. It has been a summer of hell. But fortunately, it was very tolerable, only for the simple fact that I've surrounded basically by a bunch of ex-Army and current Army guys who gave me no small debriefing when it came to what I could and should expect. So I basically kept my mouth shut a lot of times I didn't. I finished off my trades course, which was actually really, really freaking technical and brutally fucking hard.
Which is cool, though, because what trades course were? What were you trained in?
I was an R214 radio teletype operator. Yeah, that sounds pretty weenie. But it's actually been changed. I'm now an R215 signals operator.
Which is what?
Hi, do you want satellite communications? You talk to me. Eventually, you want laser communications? You talk to me. You want me to build you an antenna out of, like,
dead
wood,
squirrels?
Rocks and dead squirrels and broadcast 1,500 kilometers? You talk to me.
That's awesome.
That's what I do.
Get use.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've actually been sort of... I've got so many fucking manuals of stuff that they gave us. The student handout, a.k.a. field manual... with me and stuff like that, that it's, you know, a quick trip down to Radio Shack and
Burning Man.
We're rocking.
Oh, Burning Man for sure, yeah. We got a lot of shit we were talking about. I spent the morning catching up with Ronan Sarriott and the chicken and Ryan and everybody else who was there. And we touched in on what has actually been going on. And it's interesting now with the skill set that you have, the kind of things that you can do. I mean, it's amazing. Like, you're being trained by the government to be a communications god.
Ronan Templar Knight says he's going to get the Ronan symbol and a K on his arm.
Oh, great. Now
there you go.
Tattoo wars.
No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's just all cool.
I was actually going to send an email off to Ronan fucking Templar Knight there earlier, but because I was going to send one off to Fork, but things got fucked up and I had to, like, run out the door. I sent one off to Rancid Girl, but I knew Templar Knight there was supposed to be pretty hardcore.
I figured
he and Ronan Sarriott would probably get along pretty good.
Yeah, there's another Ronan who's just switched over from the Vampire Clan, who is extremely hardcore. But we'll be talking more about him after the show.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about so that's cool.
Yeah.
We'll compare notes.
Yeah. So the Ronan Clan is extremely, extremely hard. Extremely hard, which is great, which is what we need. And between them and the know-how and the spreading the word for Project 2517, it's gonna be really, really cool as Call develops. Are we taking calls?
Let's take a call.
Let's take a call.
Hi, you're live on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I'm on your OSDQ list. It's John Hartley 2 Valves, but now I changed my name to Music Jockey.
All right.
You know me. I'm from Newfoundland.
I do recognize the name. Are you the same Newfoundland guy who phoned in just earlier?
I have a comment.
Okay.
I think your radio station is number one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We think it's number one, too.
Well,
we also think it's number two, too.
With UFOs.
What about the UFOs?
Well, I seen one 2 hours ago. Actually.
Okay, describe the UFO for us.
It was round.
It was in the air. It looked like a flying saucer.
It was blue. It was also white. And it was changing colors. And for some unexplained reason, it was coming in.
Oh, just 1 second. Somebody's at the door. Hi, you're at the door. Who's this?
It's Bert.
Sorry about that.
Okay, now when you say it was round, do you mean dish-shaped, toroidal, or spherical? I'm very curious.
Oh.
Okay.
Dear Scary, I thought I was going to come down and duct tape for some reason.
Crack.
But I was watching it outside.
Who are you? This guy must be from Newfoundland. Nobody else could
get
ever make...
Get the fuck off my radio show!
Nobody else
hang
could
up on
ever
this
make...
Guy. Gino, what the hell? Fuck off! Hang up, hang
no,
up.
No, no, I'm just curious. Was this guy doing a lid or just something harder?
I don't know. What the fuck are you doing? The fuck away from me!
I spent the last 2 months doing hardcore drinking with fucking Newfies and Cape Breton.
You see any?
Lay off the screech, man. All right? I know what it's about. I've gone blind to my left eye. It's okay. There's help groups of people like us. I'm about 60% vision restored. Hope for you too. Like, lay off your own.
What are you doing? You're calling into a show where we blatantly like rip people apart talking about UFOs on a Newfie accent. What are you, mad?
Fucking nuts.
No, we got your phone number 3 times. It's a masochist. It's got to be a masochist. It's like
we got your number, pal. Don't call again.
Unless you have something intelligent, don't say that word. If intelligent
word,
to say.
If he says the word jugger, I'm gonna fall on someone. I am.
It's bad. Oh God. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Charlie.
Okay.
What? See, you can't do that. You got to be intelligent.
We'll be
something
interested
to say.
In talking to you later at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning,
you,
5 in the morning,
okay,
6 in the morning.
We'll call you. Just so you
don't
know.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
We know what your number is. We know where you are.
We know where you live. We know what your number is.
Like, are you fucking stupid?
3 o'clock,
your call block is not going to work.
3:25.
Hi, who's this?
It's
Cinnabon
Babs.
Hey, Babs, a real person. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So what's going on, babe? What's happening?
Oh, not much. Listen, Gip wanted me to say hi from 3 blocks away because he's online and can't call in.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine.
And something about planning the meeting stuff and email him at gip@comfixers.net to help out.
Oh.
Okay, where is this cult meeting? What city?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay. I know what you're saying. You're just saying that Skip wants to help out with the meetings when we start booking them in?
I guess so.
Well, Skip's in New York, right?
Skip is just south.
Okay, maybe it's a New York meeting.
Jersey?
No.
He's 2 blocks away from me. He's in Reading.
Okay.
Reading.
No. Oh, Reading, that's right. Okay, well, it's okay.
It's the menu.
We'll be, as these move forwards and... Because it's happening so fast. There's so much shit happening that we can't get it all out just that quickly. I mean, I'm still trying to get the clothing happening. You know what I mean?
The IRC is a good place to discuss this with other cult members.
Absolutely. If you want to do permanent setups, email me with the times and the places. There's no discussion required. If you want to hold a regular meeting, you just email me with time, dates, locations, and rules. And that's it. And I mention it in brainwashing, and I'll put it in every fucking issue. Okay? So that's what's entailed.
I have to say, the call buttons you sent Skip were fucking awesome.
Thank you.
We have them floating around everywhere.
Excellent day. We're getting more made up. And they're actually cult conversion kits. Because the minute you put it on any piece of clothing, it instantly becomes a cult piece of clothing. And hence the conversion.
And some Ram Radio ones are being made. They should be done in a week or so.
And yay! Those will be circulating as well. So thanks for the support. We totally love you guys. We know what you're doing. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Excellent. Yeah, anybody, I'll be having them in a couple weeks.
Well, it's
be very
well,
good.
It's... Turn off the phone. It's 11 o'clock.
It's 10 o'clock. Yeah. Or what time is it? It's 9
o'clock.
What
time is it? It's, fuck it.
It's midnight, Sean.
It's time
it's
to go.
Stick a fork in me. I'm done.
I think we should give a special word of congratulations and for Prophet Starchild for being the youngest person who ever had the
Star Baby.
I don't know.
Youngest person to what?
To ever have the courage to show up at this place.
I think that's pretty cool.
Take some courage.
I think that's
unless you count, you know,
courage or negativity.
tolerating the VO of the men around us.
It's just a bad scene.
I thought, what are you talking about? You're 14 years old. Shut up.
All right.
We've heard from you.
All right, so we're going to go around the room. We're going to go through the IRC.
IRC.
IRC. Who's in the IRC?
Myself and Mr. Echo. Brian from Geeknik, Cenobite, Firefly, Deckers, Illusion, Pete, Test Rider. Good turnout from Deckers.
Yeah, good
turnout. Usually they're not here. Gargoyles.
Not that you can see.
Yeah, not that you can see. They're hidden, different names. Gargoyle, Nightshade, Breaker One, Josh K, KGHI, MTR, Simplex, Zebulon, and Raskin Olikoff.
Nomads, Kexler, Skitty Street Preacher, Unnerd, Prophets, Quoth, Smokehouse, Ronin, Microcube, T, Knight, Zipper Boy, Templar Knight, Cenobites, Bab, Cenobites, Skip, Decker, Integrity, Flesh Tripper, Paradox, and we've got some people not in cult, Geo, Infotech, Melio, Wrist, Problem Child, Redford, Snorgasm, Torlid, Trickster, UXB, and
3 points for originality.
Volrum, good name.
Trickster,
name of the week, Snorgasm.
I think that there are people who have sent in their applications, and
they're wondering, when are they going to be done?
Okay, yeah, that's the final note of the night. If you send in your application, watch the page. If your name doesn't show up for the next Fresh Meat posting when I put it up, you didn't get in. That's
simple
it.
Simple as that.
Simple as that. So, if you don't like it, very sorry. Fuck off.
It could be worse. You could be left with a bloody condom up your ass and a loony in your hand for your efforts.
Sweet.
You did just get back from the army, didn't you?
Oh, wow. Does that just sum it up, eh?
Bitter much?
Now, what do you say about that? All right, so.
Who's in the room?
So, who's all in the room? Going around the room, I guess we're not doing the... We have...
Up there.
Good night from...
Ronin Counterbalance.
With his new cult shirt.
Pass the mic on the couch there. That's the long one.
No. Not this one. And then we're over to... Nomad Unnerved.
See ya.
And Goddess Glade.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
And if anyone is interested, just so you know, Goddess Glade is responsible for all of the groovy photographs.
The sexy photographs.
Including the photograph that may be running in Spin Magazine.
Woohoo.
Is also going
with
to
her,
be...
With her cute little name underneath.
I have to change my panties.
Yes, that's pretty... That's pretty wet. And then we have, back from long way, the chicken.
The chicken.
I'm here for a week, less than, and then I'm gone on course again, so who knows when I'll be back next.
You're just the military bitch, aren't you?
You're the semi.
He's the whore in green. Then we have Private Drexel.
Have an excellent evening.
We will try.
Then we have the great and powerful
Pharaoh
Hoonganenki.
So how many people have touched this mic tonight so far, anyways?
Over to a Roman Medic.
Give me the other mic. I don't want to touch that one.
That was the mic I shoved off Dax's ass.
Explains the stench.
Okay, I'm down to our friend. Yes, it's...